once favored the noblest traits of man now began to favor different traits.
Fuck the floating car. We want the shit sperm car. Everybody's got shit. Everybody's got sperm. Where's the problem?
Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction. A dumbing down.
I have to jerk off and do it repeatedly. No time for emails and whatnot.
How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species. Lunatic Radio.
You know, my buddy said to me last night, he listened to last week's show, and he said he literally lost some brain cells listening to it.
Do you understand we're on the radio?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Whippy! I like your show, LOL.
Yeah, I just ran across your show, and I loved what I saw.
Hello? Idiocracy starts here with lunaticradio.com.
Well, not talking into microphones. He's to death.
All right.
Trying to get people interested in this radio show, lunaticradio.com. 7 years going and people still don't know what the website is.
Fuck. Fucking dope.
Flying fuck face fucks.
Fuck. Fuck yourself.
Oh, look at you. You're participating.
I like it. I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I love this show.
Overmodulation. Dead air.
This is why I love doing radio, because we can just joke about all this crap. And all you have to do is make people laugh, and you're cool. Turn on the microphone. Hello, everybody. LunaticRadio.com. Kier Rock joining you.
Who else? Who else is here?
No one. No one else is here.
Chair.
Josh Gogan's still on vacation.
Josh Gogan, say something funny. All right.
Guy's brilliant. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. Hit us up, everybody.
Or don't.
If you're listening to this show right now, Rock and I are either on vacation or well rested from vacation.
Right. Well, no. Well, yeah, sure. Chances are, yeah, you're right.
Right.
I'm really aiming to get this up before I leave.
Yeah, that's fine. Rock and I are going to the West Coast for this week. I leave tomorrow on a jet plane, everybody. Right after this radio program, I'm going to do a little jack-in, fold some laundry, put some shit in a bag, get my ass to the airport, get on the plane, and the thing's going to take a nosedive, and I'll be on my eternal vacation.
No, you won't.
I'll be the only one fucking toasting beers on the way down in that fucking 747, whatever it is. As the thing's going down, I'm going, isn't this great?
Wow, that depression is just settling in nice now.
Oh, you know what? I'm getting text messages before the show. Just negative, negative, negative.
Texting! We love texting!
Just go the fuck away with
texting
it.
Texting is fun.
If you're going to text me with mean shit, just, you know what? If you're next to a car, turn it on. Just hop in front of it and let the thing run you over. Because I don't care.
Wow.
Just get hit by a train.
Oh, look at that.
Get AIDS. Get raped. I don't give a fuck. Just go away with your negative text. You're the biggest pussy if you do these negative text messages. What's oh God.
Whoa.
Such a symbol of a pussy to send something mean in a text message.
Heidi says she's going to text you lovely things, so that'll be good, right? That'll be nice. Get lovely things from Heidi.
I only want picture. Wait, picture
easy.
Mail.
Easy.
From Heidi.
Picture mail.
And she can hold up little cue cards in them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Like little signs.
With a little text on it. Yes, yeah, lunaticradio.com show. Kind of a recorded show. Rock and I are just going to chill out today and talk about general stuff.
Yeah, let's predict what's going to happen in a week or so.
Are you live now?
Missed the memo. Yes. You know who that is?
Who's that?
That's your boy.
I don't know.
It's Mahoganades.
Mahoganades. Great. No, don't come to this show. It's already got Mahoganades. One of our listeners, Rich Mahogany, from somewhere.
The guy gets all the fucking notes and all, like, the newsletters and shit, mm-hmm. and he still has no idea what's going on.
He's a comic cancer.
Why? Cancer. He knows what's going on, but yet he still doesn't know. He's now asking me why. I wrote it in the messages. And I'm not gonna explain. Mm-hmm. Just go to the chat room.
So we're pretty much gonna do a chill out show today. No drunk calls or anything like that because we did the show yesterday and we're doing it today again. So it's kind of fucked up too because on internet radio, if we're like on regular radio and this was our jobs 5 days a week or whatever, we did 3 hours 5 days a week, we'd be really prepared for this show. We'd be prepared for every show, you know, because we're spending 24 hours on a fucking radio program
right. And
just thinking about that. But no, when we leave the radio program each week, we go off and do our, you know,
normal jobs.
Yeah, 50, 60 hour work week. So it's hard to prepare for a radio show. And blah, blah, blah. Plus, when you do a live radio show on FM, you just do it. You got a producer that throws the breaks in and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's instantaneous. Nah, with us, we do a radio show. We got to, you know, record it and take all the things and piece it together and put together new breaks. And it's just a process. Yeah. Internet radio blows. It really does. Especially, well, I wish I was jobless because this radio show would be a lot better.
But it gives us good practice.
Yeah, it's good practice to fill. We're going to open up the phone lines today, too. Yeah,
in the first segment.
No, for the entire show. So
I got to put the phone number down.
If we're talking about something you want to chime in on, if you're in the chat room, this is only for the people listening live in the chat room. Rock's going to post the number for you. And if you got something to add to the show, you got something for the show, just give a call in and add to the show or add to whatever we're talking about. You know how it works.
Or give us something to make fun of.
Word them up. You know, that's what we're going to do.
Are you really? You're torn apart about the your little texting, aren't you?
It's fucking.
You have a. You, I could tell in the
now
tone of your voice.
Yesterday it was fucking like the.
Sorry, that was me. Oh. Sorry.
Look at my shit.
I get nice texts.
Yeah. You get the little nice chime. Mine's like dun dun dun.
You lose.
That's
over
my
over
chime
again.
For my when I get a text message. Is dun dun dun. Or it's like some sort of psycho music. Horrible.
It just says over and over, why? Why?
You know what? Can I change my text chime to like go away baiting?
Of course you can. And that would be hilarious.
I would love to do that. You know? Yeah, but the festivities for me started yesterday, right after the radio program, because I got a phone call from somebody I knew in high school. Pretty much saying, let's hang out. And I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Somebody I haven't seen in how many years? Well, actually, I did see her for a little while last year.
Right.
Like 10 minutes.
Sure.
And before that, I don't know.
But it was a good 10 minutes.
Maybe 12 years ago in high school. And even in high school, this girl who called me yesterday, I don't know, we knew of each other, but we weren't really friends. I don't think I ever talked to her in high school. But apparently, she was in her apartment complex yesterday in Manhattan, sunbathing on the roof, and apparently my thought of me, Kieran from high school, popped in her head. So she figured she'd call somebody, a mutual friend of ours, get my number, and ring me up and say, hey, I'm crushing on you today.
Today.
That's what I asked. I came back. I was like, oh, today?
Today? Yeah, what about tomorrow? Is it Joey down the block going to be get the mad crush?
And, yeah.
Can we say how old she is?
She's my age, obviously.
Okay.
She's like 2 months older than I am.
All right. Should a chick at that age be crushing? Is that even allowed? Honestly.
Yeah, I'm not going to hammer on the one word. Big deal. She's horny. She should have just said horny.
So I was like, hey, let's fuck.
Yeah.
Would you give it a little bit more I don't know, straightforward. Okay, cool.
Well, that's what I did.
If she's just like, hey, let's fuck.
That's what I did. I was like, fine. Pretty much. I don't know if she ever put it that way. I was just the entire time I was on the phone with this girl, I was just like, wow, this is odd. Like, when does a guy ever just get a call from a chick saying, hey, you know what? I was thinking about you today, even though I haven't seen you. We don't really know each other too well. I don't know. You want to hang out and maybe bang? When do you ever get that fucking phone call, Rock?
You really don't.
So for the 3 hours I was on the phone with her, I'm just pretty much sitting there in amazement the whole time. And she's going, oh, you're so boring. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really care that I am. This is fun.
I know you called me last night and you were saying, this is interesting.
This is so interesting.
It's like a science project.
I'm like, here she is. She's talking to me. I knew her first name. I actually had to find out her last name. I didn't know it.
Who gives a shit about a last name? See, there you go again. You need to find like a driver's license, picture, ID.
No, but you know.
Got to find all this information.
And I was like, how'd you get my number? She told me how she got my number. And I was like, so you were just sunbathing on your apartment rooftop yesterday. And for some reason, you were thinking about me. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, cool. Wow. I was like, that's fine. And we talked about, you know, having dinner, maybe going to her apartment. She was going to cook something. And I was like, that'd be nice. You don't have to do any of that. We can just come and chill out, have some drinks, do whatever.
Throw a little X in the drink.
I can watch some ESPN. You can fucking drink your wine and read magazines.
Please. Why even bother? Just meet up, find a hotel room, and fuck.
And she's telling me the whole time. She's like, why are you not so excited? And I'm like, well, pretty much. I'm just in amazement that you're calling me. I don't get this. Who gets this?
I know you. I can't believe how you get that shit, though. I'll never get a call like that. Like, hey, you just want to fuck?
That's what I'm saying. But if you would, you would probably be doing the same thing.
Nah.
Any guy would be sitting there and be like, okay, that's cool.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, let's go. When? Why not? How many times in your life are you going
to
get that?
When she alluded to possibly going to her place.
Because she's a little sketchy. Just say it. She's a little sketchy.
She's not sketchy.
A little sketchy.
She's just straightforward, pretty much. She's very straightforward. Obviously, by the phone call, after 11 years, and maybe a handful of times talking in real life, in 32 years. Handful of times chatting, a little bit. Hmm. She pretty much jumps from that to, you know, why don't you come out, hang out, and, you know, it could be a possible hookup scenario going on. And, she was like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, I have no problem with that.
Right. And okay, so you are on board.
She goes, why aren't you so excited? And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm 32 years old. I pretty much spend most of my time jerking off. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, see, that's where Kieran separates himself from the rest of manhood.
And I told her, I was like, I told her this. I don't know if it's in the exact words, but I told her this. I was like, sometimes when girls have approached me and kind of hinted to the fact where they want to, you know, throw the wood or whatever. Sometimes in my head, I'll just be like, you know what? Kier, don't throw this one. It's much better jerking off. Jerking off, because you can jerk off and go to bed, and there's no lingering stuff. You know, you got to hear me out. There's no lingering effects after the old sex. Because sometimes when you have sex with girls, there's a lingering effect.
That
you don't want.
Like what?
Just anything.
A relationship?
Yeah, lingering effect. Talking about lingering effect.
Having to see her again?
Now, with this girl, with this girl, I'm open-ended. I can go in there. Who knows what happens? You know, we hit it off, blah, blah, blah. Maybe we don't even we do the nookie. We just hit it off, and I'm like, hey, maybe we'll do it again. Why not? You know? But I'm just saying, sometimes, if you bang a girl or do something, you don't want those lingering effects. So I'm afraid of those lingering effects.
Yeah.
As I do the little motion of the lingering with my fingers.
I obviously have a little bit more
information. But now I'm getting negative.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to, you told me some more details, mm-hmm. and I'm a slightly worried that this situation is a little bit more difficult than probably even you know.
Oh.
I think that there's some other parties that might be causing some problems with this girl and vice versa. I think there might be.
Yeah, but I don't care. I don't care. Like,
no, it doesn't involve you. You're kind of like the
I buzzed the mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
Between me and this girl, and I was just like, I gave out my phone number to, you know, so and so. I don't really know too much. She called me out of the blue, and I thought it was strange. I thought it was interesting that she called. Pretty much all I said to her, and all of a sudden they started talking. Now this girl's mad, and she's texting me. Why are you talking to her?
Well, that's the thing, and I'm going to try to say this without.
What I say to that. Yeah.
I think this chick and the other person you know kind of have a little problem with each other right now.
No, I don't know.
And maybe. And the phone number might have been received. in a sort of like, oh, I need to ask him something, you know. And it turned into she wants to seek revenge through you.
You know what?
You're the used piece of meat. That's my guess on this situation.
You know what I say? If that's the case, whatever. I don't care. You know what? I'll go back to jerking off. It's the fucking same fucking thing to me. I'm 32 years old. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I don't care. I hit that switch. Remember I've told you on the show, Rock? Hit the switch way back?
Sure, I know.
Yeah, hit the switch. Carrie ain't giving a fuck about much. You know, I know some nice girls. I've actually done some pretty well for myself after the 8-year drought. I met some nice ladies. Yeah. They're very nice and kind.
Yeah, the one in California was a real hoot.
I've met all types of varieties of girls.
Sure did.
Girls that are frisky.
Oh, I thought you were going to say big.
Girls that are size of mattresses, girls that are dirty, and I love them all. So it's not like I'm hard up. I'm not hard up for fucking broads anymore. I don't, you know, fuck it. I should just go sucking dick. It's so much easier. I should just probably turn gay. Just give it a shot. The fuck? Guys, I need to date a chick like a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
The mentality of a dude.
That'll go in the next intro.
Oh, believe me, I got a great clip for you that's going in the next intro. Believe me.
No, come on, dude.
Kieran farts after sex and has to apologize? ? Yes, I do, Emo Tony. I do.
Ooh.
You can't just bang some chick that you don't really know and then drop a fucking, you know, a gasser and not call light to it. Or, and then for apologize. You can't just gas her and say, you know, it fucking happens. Deal with it. You got to apologize. What are you going to say, Rick?
Sarcastic Prick got a new t-shirt idea. Just have it say, Trowin' Wood.
Trowin' Wood. It's like the old Rutgers philosophy, right? Choppin' Wood, the college football team. Choppin' Wood. Eh. Rutgers reference. I'm sure everybody's getting that one.
They sucked last Thursday night. Last Thursday night now.
Listeners in Scotland are slapping their knees right now.
They're like, wow, that was a good one, Kieran. Way to bring that joke home. Mm. So what's the bottom line? Are you gonna fuck her or what?
Whoops. That was an inadvertent hit of the bell. No, we set up a date to hang and I'm just gonna go hang.
You're not gonna quote unquote hang. This chick doesn't wanna hang.
I'm just going with the flow.
I'm just saying, the last time this chick saw you, she touched a pesci. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, I let her. Go ahead, touch it. Fuck it.
And that was the 10 minutes of seeing her.
Yeah, but it was nice to get a phone call from kind of a random person. I sort of knew. Haven't seen in a while. Don't really know much of. I mean, we grew up together. Grew up in the same town, went to the same high school. It was nice to get... it was nice. Nice getting a phone call from a girl who says, hey, you know what? I was in my bikini today and I was thinking about you. That's pretty cool. And that's an interesting fucking phone call. How is that not interesting? And the only thing I did was contact our mutual friend and say, hey, thanks for giving out my number. That was an interesting phone call. Pretty much all I said. Now I'm getting negative emails or negative text messages saying I'm fucked up. I don't get it.
Wow. Yeah, I can't even explain that. Usually, man. Ugh. You should just fuck her and then kick her out.
No, I'm going to fuck her and she'll kick me out because I'm going to her place.
Whatever. Or do you just walk out?
I think I told her that, too. I was like, you can kick me out anytime when I get over there.
You know, Heidi threw in before, like, she says, all women have crushes. I don't know. After a certain age, I mean, come on. You grow up. You don't. Crushing, to me, sounds such like an immature act. Like, I think after a certain age, you kind of just are a little bit more forward. You're a little bit more open. You open up lines of communication. Like, crushing, to me, says you have an interest in a guy, but you never really come around and say it. Or you're never like, hey, you want to hang out? You want to meet up? You know, that's crushing to me. It's kind of like, I don't agree with that. I'm on a big disagreeing with Heidi kick lately.
I would say crush is like an interest with a hint of dirtiness.
She's saying she has a crush. Who's your crush, Heidi? She's like, I'll fucking kill you. I know she will.
Sarcastic Prick checking in. Do you know if she has a vagina? And the answer to that is yes. Then you know enough. That's what he writes. I know enough. She does have a vagina. She's good height too, 5'1", blonde, thin, frisky. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Look what Emo's writing. Oh, can we just omit him from the internet? You're shaking your head.
Emo Tony is like CNN Central for this radio show.
He's a fucking Wolf Blitzer.
CNN is
of this radio show.
Emo Tony is Wolf Blitzer for this radio show. He's in a fucking LR Situation Room.
That's great.
He knows everything. He knows everything before he hits the news wire.
I forgot what I said to him once. I forgot how he could tell me. I said you really know everything. I forgot the actual. He'll remind me how he said it, like how I said it to him originally. But he seems to know a lot. He really pays attention. He's the guy that pays attention to the show.
Yeah.
You know, like he really pays attention.
He really does.
Which I kind of like that he actually, you know, pays attention. Because we talk in, you know, like this, kind of like code words.
Yeah.
To get the story out without giving away too much information.
Yeah, you always want to do that. If you got like a personal story and you tell it on the radio, you got to fucking tell it from your perspective and try to keep the other person's name out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's I said to Emo, stop knowing things.
So we're going to do a kind of a chill out show tonight, open up the phone lines for everybody, and you got something for the radio program, got something to add, got something to bring up, whatever, man, just call on in.
Yeah, maybe you just got like to bitch about something, and maybe we could kind of, you know, poke you through it. That kind of show tonight.
But the text messaging's just got to stop.
We've gone through it with text messaging, and we preached it.
It's got to end, you know, you're an absolute fucking, just stop with the negative text messages. It's just a pussy way to communicate. Negative text messages. It's just a pussy way. Fuck, it just irritates the balls off of me. I don't mind text messaging, really. I mean, if you got like something small to say, you know, like, hey, meet me at the fucking gym at 7. You know, send it in a text message because it's the best way to send it, you know?
Right. Actually, yeah. I've had to make that clear with somebody recently. I said text messaging's kind of low in my totem pole.
Yeah.
It's like, you better make 3 or 4 efforts to make a phone call before you decide to text me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's like, I have to type shit, and it's like, ow!
Here it is, another one. All right, so now this one's odd, and I don't know what this one means.
Oh, no. Can you say it?
Hold on. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that. And yeah, I know that. And I know that. Pretty much in this text message, Rock.
Yes, sir.
Now, this person's cool. She's on my good side. I dig the personality of this person.
She's back on your good side?
Feisty.
You just called her, like, crazy.
No, but I just don't like the... It's not like I'm not hammering her. I just don't like getting... I don't care if it's fucking... I don't care if Pam Anderson's texting me going, you're an asshole. You're an ass. Blah, blah, blah. This or that. Some negative email. I'm going to be pissed at Pam Anderson for sending me that.
Hmm.
I just hate the negative text messages. I don't like it. It's not a shot at the person.
Right.
It's a shot at the text message.
Wow.
But this text message...
Yeah, but that's a reflection of the person.
This one...
I think anybody with a little bit of decency... No, because people are so fucking used to this goddamn text... Oh, I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
I know. It's just a pussy way to communicate.
I went through months of shit. I mean, we went through this where our text messaging shows. If you couldn't tell, I was going through some difficult times.
But apparently, in the next text message that I just received, I need to do better.
Are you serious?
I need to do better.
Fuck that shit.
It's fine.
Let's get her on the air. Let me call her a... Never mind.
I tell you what. And for you people that watch Californication, I am having my first Hank Moody moment. Hank Moody moment. Hank Moody in Californication is the best.
Rich Mahoney wants to know if she left you the old ... at the end. Or as Rich put it, ye old.
Maybe, Rocky, you're getting text messages from the same girl now. She's moved on to you.
Oh, God. See, you can't. See, if you're talking like that, you shouldn't be wasting your time.
Oh, what am I talking about? I'm going to go... If things happen the way I'm planning, we're going to have a nice night and some little fucking rompy romp.
Rompy romp. Another t-shirt idea. Rompy romp.
I don't really give a fuck.
And that's it, though. See, I don't... Oh, God, man.
Or not. I don't know. I'm going in with it's open-ended.
My phone doesn't have a gay ring. God, Rich Mahoney. just it alerts me. It's loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's high pitched, so I could hear it.
Mm.
God. I don't know. I'm a little worried about this situation with you, Kieran, though.
Don't worry about it. I'm good.
Please. Please.
I'm gonna go to Arizona on a vacation.
That's right.
And...
Oh, if you're out there texting her, oh, I am going to fucking throw your phone in the
desert. I'm actually going to dinner with a young lady out in Arizona.
You sure are. And if you're texting while you're out.
No.
Good.
No.
Oh, by the way, can I say this while we're on?
And then I might have another date when I come home, and then I go see this girl. So, curious. This is the first time in my life, Rock, that I can possibly have three dates with three different girls in 1 week.
I was talking to Jen about this, and before I forget, I want to make sure. You need to promise me right now that this doesn't happen while we're out in Arizona, okay?
What?
Rock, give me 5 more minutes.
No, because I'll be doing it in another location.
Oh.
I have to do better for that girl, too.
I'm just gonna be hanging out with your brother. I know. My head's gonna explode. I don't know how this could possibly be, but my head's gonna explode with you.
Well, the girl I'm gonna go out with on a date with in Arizona, I'm just taking her to dinner. And
yeah, we know what you mean by dinner.
And we've been talking forever. We've been talking for like months and months, so it's gonna be nice. I've met her before. I've played golf with her before. I've hung out with her before. She's nice. She's friends with my brother. My brother loves her. So blah blah.
Really?
Blah.
I don't have to meet her.
Yeah. I'm all fucked up, man. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm in a weird place. I've never had like potential to have 3 dates in 1 week.
Wow.
It's weird. It's fucking up. What do you do, man?
Do you want me to take one of those off your hands?
And the thing about it is that when I go, yeah,
he said it's disregarded.
No.
Look at him.
Believe me, it's gonna be like.
I need more.
It's gonna be like
the stable. I need more for the stable.
It's gonna be like Daryl Strawberry says in the "Get Mesmerized, Get Metzerized" song from the World Champion 1986 Mets. Three strikes, you're out.
Oh, come on, Kieran. Be positive.
I believe the first swing and a miss is going to come on Thursday night.
Again, you're looking at your wristbands watch.
The next swing and a miss will probably come on a Wednesday or Thursday of the following week.
Kieran, be positive.
And the Friday night after that Thursday night will be my third swing and a miss.
Stop it.
And I will be leaving the apartment in Eastern Manhattan getting mugged by some black guy. That's way much.
Come on, you got to get something. You got 3 chances here, man.
You know how much this whole run of 3 dates is going to end, because the last one's in the city I have to go to, and it's up there. It's up there where the 5'6" white guys shouldn't go in the city, and it's going to be at nighttime on a Friday night.
See, you're freaking hiding. She's not going to do the show anymore. Don't worry. Heidi, I'm still here. We just ignore him. He's all weird. She doesn't like your situation. You can't tell.
I'm having my first Hank Moody moment.
Heidi is a very smart lady, and she knows what's going on, and she doesn't like this situation.
I might be the living version of Hank Moody right now. I'm starting it. Hopefully I don't turn into David Duchovny and have actual porn addiction. By when does Californication start?
Oh, would you fucking stop with that show?
Dude, that show is a great show. September 28th. People watch it.
Ugh.
All right, we're taking a break. Coming back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hello, this is Bear Grylls, and I'm in the jungle in Panama. And I just found out that 3 years ago, an American tourist came out here, and he didn't listen to Lunatic Radio, and he died.
This is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. It's f***ing crazy.
You can't see in that cuddle bunny picture that Rock and I took at Boy Night.
Into my pants?
Rock is f***ed up my ass. You can't see it.
I'm
all go to the same place.
I know. We both go gay with it. It's gay already, but we take it gayer. Yeah. That's what this show is. Just it's gay, and we go gayer.
Gayer. We're gay squared.
That's what I like doing when people insult me. Like, let's say they call me a jerk. I'll call myself a sucking jerk. Like, I'll take it even worse.
You know, like, they're like,
no, you're wrong.
You suck. Yeah, well, I want to fuck you.
Kieran, you suck. Well, I'll suck your if that's what you mean. Like, I always take it worse. Like, somehow I think that, like, defeats the insult.
Kieran, you're an ass. Yeah, well, stick your dick up my ass.
And that, right. Then you'll see an ass. Like, that's my defense. I just beat myself down worse than they can. I gotta go to f***ing therapy.
Hey, this is Alphademics from Central Michigan University. And I'm fucking Jamie Kennedy's cock.
And I'm fucking Twitter's balls. And I'm still fucking the asshole.
And we are LunaticRadio.com.
If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roll at every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Yeah. LunaticRadio.com show, Kier Rock. Chilling out with you. We're on vacation right now. We're pulling a little radio trickery on you.
Yeah.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com.
This happened then, and you're listening now.
Right.
Soon.
Right now, Rock and I are taking some peyote, and we're in the desert going,
weird.
I realize who I am now. Everything
cool.
Seems to make sense, man.
Hey, if I can, quick thing on the chat room. We now, you know, the chat room, we're trying to get people back into chatting with us live on Sunday nights. Just go to the website, lunaticradio.com. And if you have Google Chrome, just jump out a window. Stop using it. Wait for it to be, like, official and fully updated. Ugh.
You should do that, Rock.
Google Chrome is all nice and all that, but it's not legit yet.
Wait until you see the mountains in Arizona. You've never been to Arizona, have you?
No, but I love the mountains when we were in Ontario, California.
When you were in Ontario, you saw the mountains.
I was literally throwing a batch out.
When we were out there for the New Media Expo, we did the broadcast with Trina Michaels and Jenny Blowjob.
Oh, and that throwing out the window thing does not apply to Heidi. Just so.
You have never seen mountains like you will see in Arizona, my friend, the valley.
I know, I'm excited. I got to bring my camera.
I'm telling you, Rock, let's do a little druggage. Let's get some peyote. We'll score some out there.
Blowing hookers?
I hear meth is really huge in Phoenix.
Dude, whatever.
We can do some meth.
Get some meth. Let's get some hookers. And
sure, we can find some peyote. And we'll go up into, like, we'll go to, like, a Apache Junction. We'll travel over there.
It's your local reference.
Yeah, and we'll do some peyote and just zone out for a week. Literally, what I hear about peyote is you take it, you're fucking done for 4 days. So we can do two rounds and never make it home.
We might run into Two Stone Mike.
Yeah, he'll be up there.
Oh, we just listen to him for hours talk.
Yeah, and he'll be on the phone.
Yeah, he'll be right there. He'll just simulate he's talking on the phone, and we're just sitting there.
Oh, God. It'd be great. Put on some Doors music or something. You have this lined up, Brock. Look at this.
Look at you.
Take some peyote out in the desert. Sun going down.
Wow.
I don't know why it's raining, because it never rains in Arizona.
Well, it does once in a year.
Yeah, maybe we'll hit a monsoon. That will be the most refreshing thing ever.
Wow.
Imagine dropping some peyote.
Wow.
All zooted out, all laced up on peyote in the hot desert. And in Phoenix, in that valley, the storms come on like they're running a 4240. Like the clouds are running, they're like Reggie Bush.
Sure, sure.
They come up on it. They do the little zigzag thing, too. So all of a sudden, it'll just start raining. And we're so zooted out and being hot in 112 degree heat. And the coyotes pretty much coming after us. We're just like, whoa, man.
I see myself.
Fucking trippy. And then when it rains, it will feel like sex.
Wow. I can't wait. Just keep away from me.
It'll feel like sex.
Just stay like 10 feet away.
And obviously, I'll just start jacking one out.
See, exactly.
And you'll just go start eating cactuses or something. Rock will fuck a cactus.
I will!
You can fuck a saguaro. It'll be great.
I'm confident my dick can penetrate a cactus. It'll be fantastic because of the aloe inside. Is that aloe and cactus? I don't know. Maybe there is, but I'm going to find out.
Emo Tony, you should all do a show on shrooms. Love to. I think the best place in the world to get high has got to be a desert. If you're... Yeah, it's got to be a desert, but it's got to be at, like, sunset or dawn. You see that fucking sunrise over those mountains, man. It's a different fucking story. You don't ever want to go home. I love, that's what I love the most about Arizona, is the sunrise and sunset. It's the same thing in Vegas. Or any, like, type of southwest area where it's, like, deserty and mountainy.
I don't know how people live there, though. It's so tough.
It's like living in a sandbox.
it's nice to visit.
It's got highways. It's the sandbox with highways.
Girl, you gotta love your man. Yeah, we should do that.
Girl, Emo Tony wants to buy shrooms and give it to us. We do a fucking shroom show. Alright. I can barely do it sober.
Yeah. You put a beer in him and he's just like, blah, 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 blah.
By the way, it's our caster prick referring to our peyote in the desert getting high session as Brookback Mountain. Pretty much.
No, it's not. We keep like 10 feet away.
I'm not going to get all laced out in the desert on some peyote and think of banging Rock in the ass.
Let me tell you something. I could be completely fucked up. I will still kick the shit out of him if he puts a hand on me.
I don't care. It'll feel like fucking butter to me. If you
shut up! Gross!
On all laced up. By the way, apparently your Mets are losing. They're going to blow it again.
Oh, to the Nationals? I got to get away. Look, I'm going away again, and the Mets are going to collapse again.
I know. This is great.
Shut up!
This is a sequel. It's going to be better than the first one last year. Mets, what, 7 games ahead, 27 games left? No playoffs. They're doing it again, right? How many games are they up now?
They're up 2. I can't wait, though. This is going to be fun, Tony. Are we going to do drunk calls?
Is the Mets bullpen getting all laced out in the bullpen again? Weren't they growing weed and tomatoes in the bullpen? Back in the John Franco
Stop
era?
It, no!
Johnny Franco era?
Brett Saberhagen era? Tripping. Sarcastic Frick says, tripping out Rock looks like a couch to Kieran. No! In Kieran's mind, I'm going to look like a couch. Oh, gross.
I guarantee if I got all laced out in the desert on some peyote or some shrooms or something, I'm banging a cactus. Because you see some of those saguaros out there in the desert, and they're all, like the little bugs eat them away, and they got little holes in them. So that could look appetizing to a kid like me. All fucked up.
Start talking to a coyote that tells me about my future.
Yeah. I know who I am, man. The coyote said it. The coyote was like, yo, bro.
And his name was Phil. Phil the coyote.
He needs to relax. Go with the flow, yo.
And he had like a little deep voice. You're like, Rock, you will see things and you will know things. I'm like, wow. That's incredible.
And then the coyote will become Load Coyote.
All right, Kieran, you and your fucking weird wig.
As the coyotes waxing poetic.
Load Coyote.
As the coyotes waxing poetic to Rock about his life as Rock's all laced out, thinking the coyote's talking to him, I'm going to be there all laced out trying to blow the coyote.
Where's that lipstick dick? Where's that lipstick dick?
I got to imagine coyote. When I'm all laced out, a coyote looks very appetizing sexually to me. This is wrong. I met Joey Coyote, dude. And Joey said, life's a journey, brah. Live up. Live it up.
Joey Coyote. Oh,
Joey Coyote. It's great. That's another shirt idea.
Rock and I are going to ride the storm in the desert.
We sure are.
We're just going to get wake up one morning, leave Fat Kev's house, don't tell anybody where we're going, go hit up the old peyote shit in Walgreens.
It's a little hut. There's a peyote hut in Walgreens.
I believe you can get it in the pharmacy over there. And we'll go and just get lost in the desert. Get all laced out.
Can we bring some chicks with us? Can we keep it somewhat?
No, we're going to fuck coyotes.
Weird. The coyote sings like foreigner songs.
If the coyote seems interested, Kieran will ask it if it's a hooker and fuck it up.
Coyote, are you a hooker?
Coming
are
in from emo Tony.
I don't know if I want to fuck you. I think you're a hooker. Kieran, I'm a coyote.
Rock and I are going to ride the snake on our vacation.
Should be a good little time away. Time away from everyday life. We're going to fuck coyotes and cactus.
All I know is we're playing, the only thing I know we're doing in Arizona is playing night golf, which is a thing they do in Arizona.
Yeah, that should be really cool.
Rock can't play golf in daylight. So what's better than giving Rock a driver and a golf ball at night?
Hey, I can hit it far.
Luckily, we'll all be drunk, so I won't feel that golf ball hitting me upside the head.
Hey! I can hit it far once in a while.
Apparently, they get like these balls that glow in the dark, and the pins on the course glow in the dark, and that's all you got.
Awesome.
That's all you got. And there are no lights in Arizona. It ain't like, you know, driving around Long Island at night, there's old streetlights. It ain't like that.
God.
When it's nighttime, it's fucking nighttime.
Aren't there scorpions out there?
Scorpions.
Black widow spiders.
Gila monsters.
What? What are those?
The lizards.
Staying in the house.
You got snakes.
I'll hang out with your family. I'm not going outside.
Lizards.
I don't like lizards. I don't want to get bit by a scorpion or pegged or whatever they do. Spike you.
They call homo sex night golf in Arizona.
Who said that sarcastic prank? That guy's funny. Night golf.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I need a vacation.
Yeah.
See Fat Kev. Oh, fuck.
Fat Kev says, welcome to Arizona, dudes.
By the way, speaking of text messaging, that was
it. Oh, boy.
I know this is like topical. Current. I mean, people are going to listen to this in like a week and a half and be like, oh, this is a fucking old story. But we were just talking about text messaging. And yesterday in L.A., there was a huge train derailment where two trains just collided. And what was the cause? Text messaging.
It's always hitting LOL.
The fucking conductor was LOLing, roller skating himself down the track.
Roller skating himself to death.
Roller skate. I hope he was typing roller skates as the train was making impact with the oncoming train. Apparently, this schmuck was driving the train and text messaging at the same time. He missed the red light indicator on the track, which meant you shouldn't go down this way.
Sure.
Because there's another train coming the other way. And he missed that because he was roller skating with his text messages. And, here comes another train. Can't stop. Here's the story from the AP.
Federal investigators plan to review cell phone records as part of their probe into a deadly train crash in Los Angeles. Two 14-year-old boys told a Los Angeles TV station that they received a text message from the Metrolink train's engineer moments before the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board says investigators did not find a cell phone belonging to the engineer in the train's wreckage. The board will request phone records for him and the boys.
And we will use our subpoena authority and whatever other legal authority we need to get those records and to begin to determine exactly what might have happened.
More than two dozen people died when the commuter train...
Exactly what happened.
Wait a minute, the train engineer was texting?
Yeah, the guy who was conducting the train. The guy was just steering the train.
To two 14-year-olds? The hell's a train engineer... communicating via text with a couple of 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that?
He was asking if he could park his choo-choo somewhere.
Oh, God. What a weird... I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, does it seem a little weird?
Yeah.
Can I park my choo-choo?
By the way, Rich Mahogany checking in. This is kind of funny.
Kev's Can I derail you?
In fact, Kev's going to show up at the airport with a welcome Rock and Kieran painted on his chest. It's a nice
welcome,
callback.
Dudes!
It's a nice callback. Fat Kev was at the convention with us in California way back when, and we were at like an after party. Fat Kev was shirtless and and lipstick written on his chest said, "I love cock."
He showed his ass to so many people that night.
It's
crazy. What the fuck is this engineer? I mean, first of all, I mean, look, I don't know like the age requirements with an engineer, but usually when you think of a train engineer, minimum is like 40 years old. You never see like some young buck being a train engineer. I mean, maybe times have changed, but still, what is he doing texting a couple of 14-year-olds? First of all, how do you text a couple of 14-year-olds? Don't you usually text one person?
Apparently, he's pulling the train.
He's back. He wants to park in that. He wants a caboose. I'm trying to do a caboose reference. Can't do it, bitch.
That joke got sacked. Michael Strahan rolled up on that joke and just sacked that fucker.
Oh man!
Before you got it, out.
I saw the opening and I just couldn't fucking Strahan just came and threw me down. It's like, oh, I see a hole up. Gone.
Here we go.
Ran into a freight train on the same tracks Friday. Nearly 140 other people were injured. The NTSB confirmed that the train did not stop at a red signal.
The job of these engineers is to follow the signals. And that is sort of rule number one in this industry.
Yeah, and it's not like you have, when you're on the railways in Cali, it's not like a light every 5 seconds and there's 1,000 lights in your view as you're driving down the tracks.
Yeah.
It's like a red light every time, you know, there's a break in the track and
sure.
You got to go somewhere else. So there's not like a lot of twists and turns on the railroads. I can't imagine there are.
How intense was he texting? There's not much to being a train engineer. Forward stop.
At the most important part of his trip where he knew that there was a marker coming up. That he needs to pay attention to. This guy felt that texting a 14-year-old was, it's a little bit more important. I got to get this text out before I hit that marker.
But it doesn't even make sense.
Oh, wait, I missed.
But that doesn't even make sense because you don't, like, a marker just doesn't appear and then it's gone.
I know. And as
unless he's going, like, over 100 miles an hour, which I highly doubt.
And as a conductor of a train who takes that route daily.
Right.
You got to know that marker's coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
And to put down your phone. Not this guy. This guy was hard up to get that message across to whoever that 14-year-old was.
That guy should be fucking...
He's dead now. He paid the ultimate price.
That's what you do. They don't have any other indicators in their cabs. They're not in contact with dispatch because this is so-called signal territory.
Board member Kitty Higgins also says audio tapes do not contain verbal safety checks that should have been given in the seconds before the crash. She cautioned that the train could have entered a radio frequency dead zone where the recording was interrupted. Metrolink says a dispatcher tried to warn the engineer that his train was about to hit another. That call came too late. The dispatcher reached a conductor at the rear of the train after the crash happened. Matt Friedman, the associate.
Was that the text back? Stop texting me, you old man. You're driving a big choo-choo.
Old man Withers, stop texting me. It's like the guy from Family Guy, the old guy.
I gotta get this text out. Hold on. Okay, send. Oh. Oh man, it was a man. That's just gotta suck when you're in the train and you probably got a rock. This guy probably had a rock hard dick just thinking about these pedophiles. He's going after. Oh, right, he's the pedophile. Excuse me, the children.
Right.
And to his surprise, when he looks up, oh no, another train's coming. Shit, this is gonna kill my boner.
One word, Kieran: idiocracy. Here we come.
Choo-choo. No, somebody else wrote that in, Rich Mahogany. I'm just reading their quotes. You guys are helping out the radio show today.
It's just ridiculous.
You are just radio. You're life cancer. I've never met a human tumor. And it is Rich Mahogany.
Oh,
I've met
God.
My first human tumor.
Oh, come on.
He's a walking tumor.
Walking, semi-talking.
And there's some college in this country that's educating a tumor. Not well, by the way.
Oh, come on!
All right, now he's commenting on my jokes.
He's going to win, ultimately. You do realize that.
Has he ever gotten laid, Rich Mahogany?
I don't know. Ooh, I'm getting more texts. I don't know. Yeah, have you, Rich? Have you got laid lately? Oh, he did the colon, colon, cries. That's not a good sign.
He's internet AIDS.
Oh.
Rich Mahogany should have been around yesterday for your for the first Grab a New Sunday. Yeah, by the way, new promotion, sweeping the radio industry. Grab a New Sundays with lunaticradio.com.
You know, I thought about that today. I think we should have been a little bit nicer to Jim on that last week's call. I mean, that really meant a lot to him.
Well, it's just a general thing for people.
No, I understand what you're
just
going.
Jim just gave us the idea.
No,
for
I know, but it's referencing his phone call. I understand he wasn't saying, "Hey, guys, you get a new Sunday." I know that, but I'm just saying. I mean, that meant
you can play
you know,
just Jim's phone call again if you want.
Sure,
we'll
why not
go through it again?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Simon was suggesting we do like a Mystery Science Theater style show today and just listen to the other show. And make fun of ourselves.
Yeah. I'll do like analysis, like Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
After the game analysis.
Back to you, boom.
We should do radio highlights, like SportsCenter. Like show highlights, like SportsCenter.
Karen, that wouldn't be any.
Oh, right. Oh, God. We got to have highlights to do.
A highlight show.
Something like that. Right. Yeah, we can find a phone call from Just Jim yesterday and we'll play it.
Jump. It was a very serious and a very personal call that he left, and you know he was just saying how much the show means to him.
Yeah, he was just explaining how you know the show makes him laugh, and you know it gets him through some you know bad days, and that's pretty much the reason why we do this radio show. Rock and I don't do this show to make tons of cash because obviously
we're not.
You know the real story. We don't make shit on this show. We just like making the people laugh, and maybe. Someday, we'll actually make it our careers and we can make a living off of it. Not saying we're going to make lots of money, because I don't expect to make lots of money. And I don't need to be the best radio show out there.
No?
I just would like wake up every day, go to work, share some laughs with some friends who do host a radio show with me and make some other people laugh that are you know stuck in traffic or some shit. That's all we want to do with this radio thing. And Jub.
Money's nice. So.
A.K.A. Just Jim. Pretty much... alluded to that fact that we actually help him out on a daily basis when he listens to the lunaticradio.com show. I played the call on yesterday's program, and some people were just hammering him. We'll play it again, because I think yesterday it got, I don't know, people were kind of just talking over it. So we'll play it again. Here we go. From Just Jim.
Josh, Kieran, Rocket. This is Jim. Kieran, please don't play this on the radio. I've been meaning to send you guys an email or give you a call for like a long time. This is going to seem like cheesy, but for what it's worth to you guys, I just wanted to let you know, my job is not the easiest thing in the world. I go into houses usually filled with disease and insects, rodents.
Isn't he like a repo man for houses?
I... don't know. I really
don't guns, know. Squatters, whatever. I don't have the easiest job in the world. I haven't had the easiest year, man. And to give you some kind of perspective, I've been sick. My wife's been sick. My parents have been sick. Her parents have been sick. Her dad's pretty much dead. I've been sued 3 times.
God, sued 3 times?
My business is... barely going.
And the hits just keep on coming.
And there's been a lot of days where, you know, man, I just wanted to throw a fucking noose around my neck, but...
And a la tie a noose around your neck Sundays was born. We love
it's
Just
tough,
Jim.
Man.
No, we actually...
It's tough.
I mean, to go behind the show, I played this before the show yesterday for Rock and Heidi. We weren't on the radio show. I just played it for them, and everybody was like, wow, that was a fucking great call.
Yeah.
You know? But when you play it on the show, and Just Jim said, please don't play it on the show, people got to know when you send in those drunk calls, anything is game.
Right.
And this was a very good combo. This phone call... hammered the point home over the reason why we do the radio show. It's the only reason why we do the show. It's to make people laugh. And, you know, it's good to know that he's pointing it out for us.
for whatever reason, you guys do your show. I know you all, you know, Karen, you're in radio, and Rocket, you're the net and computer guru, and Josh, the comedian, and I'm sure that the show that you do is furthering your lives.
No. That's kind of holding me back. I don't know about anybody else.
Karen could have been a stockbroker, like mogul, in Wall Street right now. Instead, he chose to do this shit.
I was in college, just having a good time, studying, well, a little bit, cheating a little bit, on my way to the up and up. On my way to the, and I was like, hey, you know what? Hey, radio. Let's try that. Crash landing.
Off the show, but, you know, for whatever reason, you guys sit down on Sunday nights and do what you do. I want you guys to know that it made a difference to me. And a lot of times when I just wanted to, like I said, throw a noose around my neck, you guys made me smile.
That just hammered. It hits you every time he says that. You know, it's like fucking, you know, every time I just wanted to, I don't know, tie a noose around my neck, it's like, hey, what? If when you hear somebody else say it, like when I say that,
we all laugh.
Yeah. It's like, go ahead, schmuck. I want to see you do it. Yeah. You're too light to hang yourself.
You're
lightweight.
Blow in the wind. Yeah. Like a fucking flag.
If I tied a noose around my neck, I'd become a wind chime.
Oh, there it is.
Just Jim's phone call has made the show.
And you don't realize what an amazing difference you make in a lot of our lives. And I just wanted to thank you guys.
Well, I'm glad we're making their lives different, Rock, because we're really not making our lives different.
No. It's been the same shit for years. It's just a different location, if anything. It's about it.
Heidi checking in. He thinks you're in radio. Ha ha ha. Joke's on him.
For keeping me here and for making me laugh. So, like I said, don't play this on the stupid radio.
Whoops.
But, you know, I figured it would mean more coming from the heart and from a phone call than a dumbass email. So, I hope you guys keep doing what you're doing. And I will always listen. So, anyway, go back to making fun of North Dakota. And go back to making fun of Come Blow Us. And I will, I'll be listening. Later, guys.
I think Just Jim should move to, like, the coast or something.
Yeah, maybe that'll help. A little change of scenery.
Hey, get out of the Midwest.
It's dangerous.
That's what people do. You know, they go to the Midwest, they hang out for a little while, and they go, you know what? I need some fucking water.
Water?
Let's go somewhere else.
Water's pretty common. Oh, you mean like the ocean?
Midwest. Yeah,
like the ocean water. Yeah. I thought you meant like water like to drink.
Oh, wow. Literal rock.
Sorry.
It's some water.
Get all serious sometimes. Ocean. Monday nights I get serious. Oops. Wait.
LunaticRadio.com, saving Emo Tony's life one week at a time.
Colon cries.
Colon cancer.
colon cancer. Oh man, I tell you though, man, it's a fucking intense call, man, and it means a lot to us.
I can make a promo, colon cries, and I go colon cancer. That's pretty funny, actually. All right, it's K-Rock chilling out with you. We're on vacation, so you're listening to our voices taped, like you always do on the iTunes, everybody. Hey, if you're listening to us on the iTunes, you downloaded us, the show from the iTunes, please leave us a review, because we'd like to be on the featured list. I think we're still on it, though. We've been on it for a while.
We are. I think we moved up a page. I don't know. I guess people are starting to listen again, because they're back in school.
Yeah, we don't know how the iTunes thing works out, but it's good for us to be on the featured thing, because we get a lot more listeners. And when you get a lot more listeners, you can have a lot more fun. Because eventually those listeners will check us out on the iPod and their MP3 player and stuff like that. And they'll go, you know what? I'd like to check them out live one time. And then they'll join us in the old chat room and enter some feedback. And we can have some more fun. It's all about fun, people. So if you're listening to us on the iTunes, please leave us a review, because that bumps us up the list.
Hello?
All right.
Hi. I'm on the show right now.
Is that abroad? She sounds hot, Rock.
Yeah, I know, I did.
Rock's talking to a bro.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right.
No, no soft voice. What? You had soft voice, guy.
Did
I? You turned into soft voice. Hi, darling. Hi, Davey.
I didn't say darling.
Hi, baby.
I didn't say that.
You sounded like you are my slave right now.
Hey, no. Hey, no.
You can't get to it.
I'm going
to
throw something at you.
Do it. No, don't hit me. I'm not looking.
Don't hit me.
Yeah. That was amazing. You are my slave right now.
Stop it!
That's my cock, baby.
Go to a break!
Taking a break. Back more lunaticradio.com show after this.
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm gonna fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Mm. It's lunaticradio.com.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Well, anytime you need some sex tops, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks, stay for the porn stars.
Jamie Kennedy, everybody's got his new album coming out in a couple hours. I was going back on IMDb, and Boogie Nights was listed. Is that correct? Because it says the scenes were deleted.
That was a while ago, yeah. The scenes were deleted.
But you were in the movie. You filmed some stuff for the movie, and they just cut them out.
Yes. Yes, I had a scene with Heather Graham. Wow. I jacked off.
Nice!
And that was it? That was your big role?
I jacked off in front of her.
Why not? I do the same.
Because they had enough jack off in the movie.
Are you just,
they didn't need, I guess.
Are you just fucking with us, or is that right?
I'm 100%. It's on my thing.
Is it?
So why would I have scenes deleted? What do you think the movie was about? Knitting?
No,
no,
what?
The movie was about sex. I jacked off.
Yeah, okay. And they cut it out. You messed
up. Did you know how many sex scenes they filmed? Come on.
It could have been about knitting. You never know.
I could have been.
I fucking jacked off in front of Heather Graham, and then she didn't. I guess they didn't like the scene. It was a jack off scene. She picked up three guys in one scene, and three different times in the limo with Burt Reynolds, and I was one of the guys. And I jack off, and then I come, and I guess they didn't like it. Whatever. Screw Heather.
That's right, man. Fuck her.
You were that frat boy. You were supposed to be that frat boy that was in the limo scene of Boogie Nights.
Another guy was that.
Oh, you see?
I was another one.
Ah, very interesting.
Look at this.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right? That's something to be proud of, I think, because that's a legendary movie right there. Even though you were cut out of it, I think it's that's something.
Screw that. I've been in way better movies. Son of the Mask, way better than Boogie Nights. I jacked off in Son of the Mask, too.
Jamie's gonna jack it off.
Funny.
With the baby.
Did that one make the film? That one made the film, right? I didn't see
that one. It should have. It would have made more money if I did that.
Ouch.
Did you know what I hate about MySpace?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that the welcome pictures for a lot of girls is like girls with like a thong up their ass.
Yeah.
And they're like licking their left tit.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're like, and their like name is like, you know, Gina's butt or whatever. And then like you write them and like, hi, would you like to meet for coffee sometime? And they write back, you fucking pervert. You think you're going to get some fucking pussy? You think I'm going to fuck you? Why?
Yeah. Jamie knows how they roll those fucking cunts on MySpace.
Dude, I don't know if it's...
I hate it.
Whores.
Jamie, I don't know if it's your people that are going on the MySpace, but every time I log on, because you're in our top 8 because you were coming on the show, and it seems like you're on there 24/7. Is that you?
I have about 4 people that work it for me.
Ah, so you do.
But I go on it too.
The search for whores.
Because I go and like check. I mean, I go and check numbers, how many plays we've had. But also, I mean, look at girls. I mean, who doesn't?
Nice.
Yeah. I love trolling MySpace. That's the
yeah, you do.
Late at night, you know,
pervert man.
That's how
late at night troll.
Not to go back to the porn star thing, but that's how I find out about my new porn stars.
All right.
And I go out and then I go buy the movies or download some.
You
shit.
You jerk
illegally.
Off to MySpace pictures, you fucking weirdo.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
I saw a blog today that said you were having me and Henry's show on.
That's right.
Yeah, Henry's show dicked us, man.
Well, no, some dude just called just while we were talking to Jamie. It might have been him, potentially.
He dicked you?
Well, we don't know 100%. Someone just called while we were just speaking to you, but I couldn't take the call, obviously, because we're talking to
Jamie
you.
Jamie Kennedy did not dick you.
That's right. That's Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
And the new album blowing up, everybody.
He does not dick Lunatic. Jamie Kennedy will jerk off in Boogie Nights, but he does not dick you.
Right. Right. Oh, I wish you would have said lunaticradio.com right there. That would have been perfect. Just trying to get drops off of Jamie Kennedy.
We're trying to see.
Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
Nice. Oh,
like that.
There it is.
I love Jamie Kennedy. I'm a new fan now. I'm all over.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. Come on. I don't know who you all got right next to me. Maybe you can figure that out.
I gotta go back to work, though.
All right.
You guys, I love talking to you guys. Call me. Let's talk some more.
Yeah.
All right, man. Jamie Kennedy, the new album Blowing Up, coming out tomorrow. Everybody in stores.
Tomorrow. If you want to laugh, too, go buy my DVD, my stand-up DVD on Wash. But, you know, you guys MySpace me anytime you want, and I'll come back on for sure.
Totally,
all right, man. Good talking to you, Jamie. Best luck with everything you got going on.
I appreciate it, guys, and big ups to New York City.
He's going
to
forget about us by the time he gets off the phone. Watch.
Go bang some more chicks.
We're nothing. We're
going to... Hold on, you have that Utah call ready?
Huh?
I have to make a call to Utah. I got to go. Well, I'm kidding.
Awful. Oh. Jamie Kennedy.
I'll talk to you guys later. Lunatic Radio rules.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Jamie. Take
bye,
care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Jamie Kennedy on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Here. Hey, you got a little chubby going there.
LunaticRadio.com.
Anthem. That's Theory of a Dead Man. I Hate My Life on the LunaticRadio.com show. Here, Rock, back with you, everybody.
Rob's like more like Theory of a Gay Man.
Theory of a Gay Man. Ah, whatever. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Trunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Hey, everybody. Big news here. Oh, let's mention the t-shirts on
yes,
the thing.
LunaticRadio.com/swag, SWAG. We got some new designs, a couple new designs up from listener ideas. And, yeah.
Listener t-shirt ideas.
Yeah, so if you don't buy them, then you're just kind of knocking fellow listeners, and you don't want to do that.
Right. We have up there for the people, as a request from the listeners, mm-hmm. some of the listeners, we have a Joey t-shirt available for the people.
And different colors.
And we have Lunachick shirts.
Yeah, very cool Lunachick shirt.
They have a nice little splooge stain.
It's not a splooge stain.
I like it.
Well, the guys think it's a splooge stain.
Chicks put it on, it looks like they batched on themselves. Or a guy just batched on them.
See, but I like took a little extra design time, and I kind of made them look a little distressed, so it's not like, kind of have that little distressed look to them.
I like it.
You know?
I like it. By the way, everybody.
And if you're a chick and you buy the shirt, feel free to take a picture. You know, you don't have to put your head if you don't want to show it, but feel free to take a picture with the shirt on.
And I like to point this out that we're not making money off these shirts.
No.
They're actually at the cheapest possible on Cafe Press, right?
Pretty much.
And also, we have t-shirts left over from the Blush Extravaganza gig we did, right? That didn't make sense. Anyway, we did in July at the strip club here in Long Island. We had a bunch of t-shirts for that event. We have some left over because we only gave away about 47 of them. We took 100, I believe. Anyway, we have some left over. If you would like one, you can send us a mailbag at lunaticradio.com. Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box 41, Wading River, New York, 11792. As Rockets, more phone calls. That's Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. And we'll mail you a t-shirt back. Include your size, please.
Yes, that's important.
I'm not just going to sit there and guess, oh, this is a fat fuck. I'll just send him a small.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Her name's Claire. Let me think. Ha, she's a fatty. XL. Wow, that was horrible. Anyway, people, we're talking about the MTV VMA Awards a couple weeks ago. And how we were watching it. If you watched the VMAs this year, you noticed that they pretty much rented a high school gym and threw the VMAs in there and did the VMAs from a high school gym. It pretty much looked like the VMAs were broadcasting from an airplane hangar. It was horrific. Usually the VMAs back in the day was a big thing. They rented out Radio City Music Hall. They'd go to some, they'd go to like the Staples Center and they go to like Miami. With a Heat play in Miami. What was the name of that place? Anyway, they rented that.
Joey Stadium.
They rented out the Palms in Vegas. The entire whole hotel was the VMA, where they held the VMAs there. Not this year, though. VMAs held in a high school gym, pretty much, in L.A. somewhere. You even, like, as Britney was doing her thing, you saw the basketball net hanging down and a guy doing, you know, crossover. Yo, I'm trying to practice.
The folding doors were closed, you know, like the gymnasium, to split the girls and the boys.
He saw the banners hanging up, like, varsity lacrosse wins county championship 1996. It was horrible. The VMAs were terrible. It looked so cheesily done, and you knew that was going to happen, because who the hell pays attention to MTV anymore? Who pays attention to MTV anymore? No one.
Which, a little side note, TRL's going off the air.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was leading to, Rock.
So, oh, damn it, sorry.
TRL is, they're canceling TRL in November. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Slater!
The people at MTV are realizing that no one's watching anymore and catering to 13-year-olds. Literally, their demographic is 13-year-olds. If you're 14, you're too old to watch. We don't want 12-year-olds. They're too young.
Yeah.
We just want 13-year-olds.
14 just too advanced for our
television. Apparently,
the
heads at the network are pedophiles. I just
and
that.
Or train conductors.
God, for internet radio. Because you couldn't say that if you're on CBS.
No! You'd be escorted out immediately.
Yeah. But literally, TRL, I mean, TRL's going away. MTV, hopefully the network's going to collapse. Or they're going to go back to having drug addicts on. I hope they do that, because I'll actually start watching again. They actually start playing rock and roll music. Because MTV is the type of power to actually change, music. They could pick like a band off of MySpace and be like, you guys got a good fucking thing. Let me get some producers to make a fucking video and we'll throw it on MTV. And, it could be a hard rocking thing and they'll change the face. They'll change the music into a new direction. And Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears are out sucking dick on the side of the road.
Weird. I'll be there.
And the Joanna's brothers are doing gay porno.
That's your deal.
What they're playing now is literally catered to 13-year-olds that were born in November. It's ridiculous. Their demographic is so small. You cannot watch it. If you're 15, you're whack. If you're 15,
that's the demographic that are just like locked into television.
I actually, after we did the VMA thing, when it was on the Sunday, we were broadcasting, we were watching the pregame, and the following week during the week, I just flicked on MTV. Around when TRL was on. I had the day off. I just flicked it on to see what was up.
Sure.
And I didn't know anything. All the hosts are new. Everybody in the crowd, you know how like they used to have all the screaming kids in the background, all loud and shit when Carson Daly was hosting? Like Carson couldn't even speak into the microphone because the kids were so loud.
Yeah.
The kids were bored as hell behind whoever was hosting. It was some like Hawaiian broad who spoke with an English accent.
Hot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot. But the kids in the background are like, they're reading magazines and looking out the window. They're not even paying attention to LL Cool. They have LL Cool J on. I'm like, come on. LL's like fucking 42, putting out his 27th album that sounds the same as the first 26.
Mama said knock you out two.
Yeah. The Ripper strikes the back next, again.
The next round.
I need love. I still need love.
At 42, still need love.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So finally, in November, what is it? November something. Whatever. TRL's going bye-bye. TRL's going bye-bye. They're going to have a big two-hour finale on a Saturday afternoon that no one's going to watch and no one's going to give a shit about. And somewhere on that November day, Carson Daly is doing lines off a chick's ass. He's just right off some chick's ass saying, yeah, I made that bitch. I put it on the map. Without me, the whole network dies.
Really?
You ever see the Carson Daly show on NBC?
Try to avoid it.
It's dreadful.
It's just a waste.
They literally just turn on the cameras.
They hope something happens.
And just say, Carson, talk.
Just repeat whatever.
It's pretty like this. It's this radio show yet on TV.
Whatever Conan O'Brien did last on
the dirty
show,
jokes.
Just do it again.
Yeah. So TRL is going bye-bye, everybody. And hopefully this is a change for MTV and people can start like watching it again. Because the show actually, the evolution of the show was Carson Daly got on there back in the old days. It was him and a lava lamp, and he actually played full-length videos, 10 of them, and it was a countdown. He'd go, hey, it's Carson Daly. Here's the new one from Korn at number 10, Total Request Live.
Right.
And boom, the entire Korn video would play for you.
Right.
You would see the whole thing. And as time went along, they got a new set. They were in Times Square. The windows were in the background. Traffic's moving by. Carson's standing in front of a flat screen going, yeah, here's a new one from Eminem. And they play like 40 seconds of it. Right?
Yep.
And they do that for a couple of years. Then they started getting guests on. They'd have the guests. And then they're doing like bits. Hey, I need a kid to shoot a basket because we have fucking some Nick basketball player coming on the show. And if you hit a basket, you win a Knicks jersey. They do like bits and shit intermittent with the fucking the videos they're playing. There's so much shit going on. Then they bring in the crowd and they got the kids screaming. There's no time to play fucking videos anymore. And when I was watching it the other day, literally the countdown was like nothing. They're like, yeah, here's the list of what's in the countdown. They put it on a graphic and they're like, yeah, number 10, this one, 9, 8, and number 1, Britney. See ya. Total Crest Live, we're out.
And then they just run commercials.
It wasn't a countdown. What I'm saying is it became something other than a countdown show.
Yeah.
And what people liked, they wanted to watch the show and see what was the hot song. From each genre, too, because they had the pop, they had the rap, they had the rock. You know, they throw everything in there.
Yeah, but but I guess as people veered away from MTV, you know, they had to use whatever worked. And it just got to a point that nothing worked.
MTV needs to get back to the drugs, and they need to get fucking chicks that are 17 who say they're virgins, but they're really not. They love sucking dick and throw them on the tube, like a Britney Spears type. And
they get back to it. They never did that.
They need to get back to that.
No. Do you know what it is, Kieran?
Oh, that was just my general impression.
Yeah, that was...
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's going to happen.
I got to tell you, when they had ODB on there back in the day, and they had like ODB and like Christina Aguilera on the same show, I'm watching that, man. I got boobs and a crackhead on. I'm watching that shit. And Carson Daly's trying to moderate. It's awesome.
And
number
failing.
7, Fall Out Boy.
I think MTV doesn't quite work anymore from a music standpoint because everyone's locked in through their computers now. Like TV's like secondary to getting information.
What's funny?
What?
Somebody did another Joey joke.
What?
Oh, when I was three. Joey basketball player. Yeah, it's Carson Daly. We got Joey basketball player on today. We're gonna have a kid shoot a basket for a Joey basketball jersey. Number 8.
I love the Joey jokes. They're always funny.
But that's what happened with MTV. The Total Request show became just not a request show anymore. You don't have requests. Here are the top videos. We're not even going to play them. We're going to have a bunch of kids scream and have a hot chick on. That's all it became. And when they did play music, they played the Johannes Brothers, who were fucking 14 and just gay.
Karen, you sound like an old whiny man.
I don't think I am. I mean, I said that.
The times are changing, so they try their best to keep up, and unfortunately, it was just deteriorating. You know, they still failed. I'm not like defending them. They still failed in what they were doing.
But here's my point. When back in the day, when we watched MTV, when it was catered for us, what was on MTV? They were in Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
There were drunk kids. There were chicks in G-strings dancing on stage with fucking Ed Lover and Dr. Dre.
Well, right.
And there was beer being thrown around. We had comedian shows.
Yeah. Yo MTV Raps. Yo, you had Headbangers Raps. Ball.
You got Tupac on MTV Raps cursing out people, telling he's going to shoot people.
Yeah.
I mean... That's what we grew up with. That was MTV.
But that worked.
What is it now? It's fucking Let's Get Slimed and fucking it's Nickelodeon in the Disney Channel in one.
Because they're trying to get it. Because so many people get their music and their music information through computers now. So they're like it's like their second source now. You know, they never MTV.
Joey Cyrus.
That's a real laughing at a Rich Mahogany joke.
I know, and it's funny, though. Any Joey joke is funny.
Oh, great. Now you just told Rich that. Forget it.
Here's Joe Pac.
But, you know, I think just like the record industry, they didn't accept, you know, the computers and the internet as the next wave. I can't make a point without you looking at the fucking...
These people are killing in the track. Coming up on the TRL, Old Dead Bastard.
I'll talk to Simon about it. He listens to me.
Go ahead, Rob.
No, it's over
what
with.
What are you saying?
That doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. These people are killing in the chat room. I can't read the chat room without fucking laughing.
I just think they didn't keep up with the changing of technologies and the way society generally gets their information nowadays.
They tried to.
No, they didn't. They just put shit on over and over again. They didn't really try to integrate themselves with the different forms of communication. MTV.com. Just recently did they ink a deal with Rhapsody. And Rhapsody, who the fuck uses Rhapsody? You know? Just MTV. You know, the pioneers of like music television just recently inked a deal with Rhapsody, who no one fucking uses anyways. You know?
People are just, right. And they're just doing ridiculous things.
The Notorious
That's
Joey,
all Joey jokes. It's Joey Smalls. Joey Daly runs TRL. The Notorious Joey. Total Request Joey.
Joey Smalls.
You guys should never try to make a point.
I know. See what happens, Heidi? I try to actually have something important. That's why I'm... You know, I'll just collect all these thoughts and I'll just talk with Simon. We'll have an educational conversation.
Yeah. At a coffee bar.
What? I don't even know what I was. What you're laughing? At a Joey bar.
All I hear is blah, 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 blah. Come on. Heidi has a daughter. Does she watch MTV?
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what.
She has a daughter of that age. Does her daughter watch
MTV? She's slightly under the demo.
Yeah, right.
She's basically there. Joey Radio Show. See, now I'm laughing at this shit.
Joey T-shirts are available on Cafe Press. LunaticRadio.com.
Actually, I'd be
kind of
curious as to like how Heidi handles, you know, how she lets her daughter accept MTV and all that nonsense. Kind of curious because, I mean, it's such shitty fluff, like bad fluff.
I mean, case in point, the guy who sung Achy Breaky Hot.
Heart?
Achy Breaky Heart. His daughter is the hottest thing on MTV right now. Honestly. The guy who sung Achy, Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart, I just don't think it will understand. With the mullet.
Yes, Billy Ray
Cyrus.
His
daughter is the hottest thing on MTV.
And she has like a split personality?
Right.
From what I understand?
Yeah. Kids are eating it up.
Kids love the bipolar famous people.
If you're 13 and a Scorpio, you're going to love MTV. Joey Ray Cyrus.
What?
You people are killing me with the Joey thing. All right.
I told her, Heidi's like, I told her promise rings are bullshit. Oh, that's good. Promise rings are bullshit.
Way to go, Heidi. Can Heidi call in and tell us?
Yeah, I'm trying to like give the hint without actually saying it, but clearly she doesn't get the hint.
I don't know what a phone is.
She doesn't say that.
Oh.
right, we're going to take a break. Hopefully Heidi will chime in on this conversation about MTV going into the dumper. TRL gone, everybody. MTV VMA Awards. Biggest piece of shit of the year. The host. Who was the host? Who was the host of the show?
I don't know.
Who the fuck was that guy?
British guy. He's the explosion in the back of his head.
Yeah. Like he walked into a buckshot. And what the fuck is a promise ring?
You know what a promise ring? It's like, well, you don't want to commit for marriage, is it? But I don't know why she would have that talk with her daughter now.
I promise I'm going to marry you? I don't understand what a promise ring is. What is that?
I promise I'll give it to you up the butt once in a while. I don't know.
Promise I'm not a faggot? All three of us? Me and my brothers? Somebody's got to explode. We got to get into this promise ring thing.
What is Heidi, call in.
All right. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk about the promise ring thing. Somebody looked that up on Wikipedia. Because I'm sure that'll be right. It'll say, Wikipedia, promise rings are for faggots. Joey promise ring.
All right, go to break.
This is Josh McLaren. Rocket Josh, what's up? Kieran, go fuck yourself.
Baby, what you doing?
Go away, baiting.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
Yes, have some.
LunaticRadio.com show, Kier Rock.
And no one else. Old school show, as we like to say nowadays.
That's including the listeners.
Kieran and Rock.
Entertaining ourselves on the radio for you.
Yes.
Or us.
Oh, actually, I'm kind of surprised the amount of people that came to the chat room tonight. Very happy.
Word them up.
We're coming back.
Eventually, we'll be there.
Yeah, eventually.
Top of our game.
2012, we're aiming for it, man.
Drunk Hole Hotline is as follows, everybody. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. That's the email. 206-202-LOON, 206-202-5666 is the... Who's joining us on the phone? Drunk Hole Hotline. Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this?
Heidi.
You want to have phone sex?
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Never you mind.
Whoa! She's still angry about your little texting situation.
Ah, whatever.
No, not whatever. You listen to Heidi, and you listen well, sir.
Yada, 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 yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Heidi, what is the promise thing?
Thing?
Oh, God. This promise ring thing, it's like this very big trend with the young pop stars. They put on a ring that's a promise that they won't have sex till they get married. As long as they have the ring on, they won't have sex, supposedly.
Wait, now, so you had to have this talk with your daughter?
I didn't have to. However, I mean, it's like this major thing that all the kids are doing. And I said to her that it's bullshit. I said, I would be thrilled if you waited until you were 18 to start having sex. I think that would be super. And her response to that was, well, yeah, because, she doesn't want to break the law. And I said, the thing with the promise rings was I would hate for her to feel like a hypocrite. Or like she had, broken a vow if something were to happen before then when she's wearing the ring.
Mm-hmm. Rock, Rock has a definition of the promise rings. What is it, Rock?
Via Wikipedia. Promise ring is a ring that is indicative of a serious promise made to oneself or another. In most cases, it is given to a romantic partner to signify a commitment to a monogamous relationship, sometimes as a precursor to an engagement ring.
That's a different kind of promise ring. That's not the kind that the kids are wearing now.
There's more, yeah. Students sometimes use class rings as promise rings, although this may be less common than in the past. A friend may also bestow a promise ring to another friend to signify their loyalty and or resolve to remain friends forever. BFFs. In other cases, a promise ring may be just be purchased for oneself as a reminder of a personal promise. Wow, that sounds faggy. Promise rings can be worn on any finger, but those symbolizing pre-engagement are generally worn on the left ring finger. But now you're saying, Heidi, like the trend with kids these days is to do it, as far as you were explaining before.
Right. I'm going to get a promise ring.
The great thing was, what?
Hello.
No, Heidi, he was doing a stupid joke. You should have just kept talking.
That was a dick joke, Heidi.
Yeah, just ignore him.
Dick jokes on the fives. Go ahead.
The thing was that the Jonas Brothers wear the promise rings, and that guy Russell Brand, who was hosting, was mocking them for wearing the promise rings.
What was he saying about the promise rings?
Well, you know, he was saying that, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting laid every once in a while.
I think he's right. I think he's right.
You know the fat black chick Jordan Sparks that was on American Idol?
Joey Sparks, yeah.
Joey Sparks. She comes out and says, and I just like to say that there's nothing wrong with wearing a promise ring because not everybody, guy or girl, wants to be a slut.
Oh, God.
I hope somebody from the crowd said, shut up, fatty.
Oh, no.
Well, the dude who was standing next to her, who I guess was presenting with her, was like waving his two hands in front of his face to show that he wasn't wearing one while she was saying it. Like, I'm not with her.
Right.
I'm not with fatty.
Awful.
God, it's so weird. Ugh.
So it's like, it's a ring for prude people.
It's like, you know, sex isn't cool, man.
What? I don't get
that. You're having sex. You're just a big whore. You're just a big slut bag.
So what the promise rings say, that if you're 18 and you have sex, and you're not...
No, it has nothing to do with 18.
Well, young. I mean, it sounds like some sort of like a pussy ring, really, like a pussy ring, like, well, a faggoty ring, like a weak ring, like you're weak. It's a weak thing to me. I don't get it.
There's some kind of, you know, it's like the kids need to rebel against something, so they're rebelling against everything being sexy. I don't know.
Now is there? It's a fucking generation of dopes and pussies. That's what it is. Telling you. Is there like a promise ring depot or emporium that you can go to and get these promise rings?
Well, wait, let's look
that at that. I'm not aware
let's
of.
Let's look at the other way. They're kind of like, you know.
Or any type of ring can constitute a promise ring.
I think they say something on them. Kind of like the what would Jesus do things that people were wearing for a while, like the keychains and the wristbands. It's sort of along those lines. You wouldn't have sex.
But I mean, look at the other way. They're showing off. I mean, it's a little bit of an attention whorey thing, but they're showing that, you know, they're waiting to have sex.
Right.
I mean, you gotta.
Well, like, Britney supposedly was doing that back in the day.
Britney with her fucking little schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, when she came out with that first album, she claimed to be a virgin and that she was saving herself for marriage.
And that
was a big scandal when, you know, she started getting all wild. They were like, oh, what happened to, I'm going to stay a virgin.
Right.
Mm.
I think you nailed it, though, Heidi. I think it's just, they're just trying to latch on to something to be, you know, to like stand out and be like, oh, we're against this, whatever it is, you know. Who knows, next week it could be like fucking broccoli for all we know, you know.
Now, what about your young daughter there? Does she watch the MTV? Does she like the MTV?
She enjoys watching the videos. She's a big Rihanna fan. She likes Rihanna a lot.
Umbrella Ella.
So is Clear Channel Advertising. Big forehead, yes.
She's actually just starting to become aware of MTV now. She's more of a still watching like Food Network and Cartoon Network. So.
Oh. Are you getting ready for the first time she watches Spring Break?
Oh, yeah.
They don't even have that anymore. MTV doesn't have that anymore.
I haven't seen any spring break stuff, no.
Yeah.
That's how faggoty MTV became, and now they're starting to realize it. They're like, you know what? We have Johannes Brothers and Joey Cyrus on here. We gotta change shit up.
I love that you don't bother to say it correctly or for anyone to correct you.
No, fuck it. This is the way it's
going. Kieran never says anything right.
I don't care.
I know, that's the best part.
Kieran went through an entire interview with Zane Lamprey saying lamp-free.
Yeah. Fuck it, lamp-free, lampshade, I don't give a fuck your name is. Tell us about the drinks.
Lampshade.
That's my shtick, Heidi. You know it.
Yeah.
By the way, at dinner after the show, let's bring this up.
Oh, boy.
At dinner after the show a couple weeks ago, I told Heidi that I'm becoming dumber with age. It's true. I swear to God, when I was in college, I was like Mr. Rapid Fire with the trivia. Now I can't even spell the word trivia.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens to all of us, but
Yeah, too much of that fucking blowing love suffering. To myself.
What about Kieran last night, Heidi, about throwing out the old jerking off conversation out of the blue?
That was the ultimate train wreck.
She dug that it, though.
The look on the little girl's face, and it was just like instant recoil, and you became something completely different to her at that very moment.
What was that setup, though? Like, you were talking like about dating or something? Like, I'd rather jerk off. Something like that.
No. We have, let's set it up. We go to dinner after the show, and we go to the same spot, and it just turns out that we've been there so many times, we have like the same waitress. Her name is Kate, and we like Kate. Kate knows what we want. Yep. She's, when we get to this restaurant, we just sit down, and like our food and our drinks are pretty much just given to us.
She's great. She knows what we want.
And so Kate came over, and she comes and sits with us every once in a while to chat up because we become friendly over time.
Sure.
And she came over, and she said, hey, I got a new computer. Just set it up. And I refer to my computer as the jack machine because that's pretty much what it is. It's like a bank and a jack machine. I pay my bills on it, and I jack. It's the greatest combination of fucking instrument ever, you know? So I mentioned that you got a new jack machine. And she's like, what? And it's like, yeah, it's, you know, you watch porn and want to jack to it. And not meaning her, I'm meaning me.
Yeah, but still.
And I don't know where the hand thing came into play there. Like, I had a comment about, I was done with my drink and I was handing it to her. And she's like, I don't know if I want to touch that glass now that you picked it up. And I was like, you're right. I picked it up with my right hand. I used that to jack.
This poor girl was mortified.
And she was really mortified. I really do like Kate. And she's sweet and she's nice.
You have no problem talking about masturbating in front of her. That's
but I literally just have no problem just breaking out the masturbation jokes. I'm just Joey Masturbation Joke Guy.
Plus, we're so desensitized to it because we all talk about it so much. And it's like, you know, why wouldn't you bring it up in mixed company?
Heidi, no way. Come on. You're not going to just talk, you know, some random person be like, yeah, so you masturbate lately? Because I did. You know?
You're right. I don't do that.
Holy Kieran Wood. God, man, you're so weird.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kieran. Way to go.
As far as the phone sex, I'm shutting down. Nothing can happen like that because once I fucking open the can of worms, it's all over.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not really even into the phone sex thing.
No?
It kind of bores me, actually.
Really?
I talked about it like it was a greatest thing a couple of months ago, but honestly, I did it a couple of times. It's fucking boring as hell. It does nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm not really into phone sex either, but I mean, it was fun on the radio, but
Yeah, we got to get some porn stars on you and do some phone sex. That'd be good. People like that. People love that bit.
People seem to really enjoy that. I don't know.
Yeah, people.
I get mixed feedback too.
Hmm. Yeah. I like it. So, what are you gonna do tonight? You know, watch a little 6 Feet Under or something? What are you doing? What do you watch? Masturbate. And go to bed.
I usually just switch from channel to channel, trying to watch Family Guy and then a little porn and J.O. and go to sleep.
Why Heidi's part of the crew, man.
Last night I watched a blonde girl taking it up the ass, and I don't know, it was kind of hard to pay attention to her because I was more interested in myself, but...
Yeah, that's how we learned about it. Heidi likes to watch herself. It's incredible.
I did bust out the mirror and the toilet.
That is so sexy. I was blown away when you said that when you first found out about that. Did you watch yourself, man?
Yeah.
For some reason,
I was really revved up when I got home last night. I don't know why.
You stare at your dick when you're jerking off, Kieran.
No, I have conversations with myself in the mirror saying, you know what? You're going to do nothing today and you're going to like it. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Back to bed for me. See you later, Mr. Mirror guy.
Be back after this.
Why do I come in the bathroom and you're always here? Don't you ever go home, Mr. Mirror Guy? He's like, no, I'm always here when you're here. I like you.
And then you turn around and talk to the spiders a little bit.
The spider's going, you're talking to yourself. No, I'm like, no, I'm not. This guy's always here.
You're retarded.
Kieran's like the guy from Castaway where he just starts making friends with the volleyball.
Yeah.
Just anything.
Dude, the entrance to my apartment, there's a huge spider. I swear to God, he's trying to eat me.
Oh, Oh my God, Heidi, the fuck! Remember I told when as we were leaving last night, I felt a spider web on me.
Yes.
I saw the spider. This thing could kill me. It is fucking huge. You know, ever since
we've had huge ones by my house too, and it's really, really fucking weird. Like this year.
Yes, and there was actually I had one by my house recently of similar size. But you know, to kind of bring everyone into this, like sometimes you just like you'll walk out a door and you feel like that spider web shit on you, kind of like you're just brushing it off.
Yeah, you think it's like worms or something, like the inchworms.
Yeah, yeah. So like I was like I brushed it off or whatever. But then I came back today, obviously to do the other do this show. The fucking spider is gigantic.
Yeah, and he lays a web like it's like a net across my doorway.
Oh my God, that shit could have got on me and killed me.
And
I could have died yesterday.
And the spider, he literally, he's dead center in the middle of the doorway, head height. I swear to God, the motherfucker's trying to kill me.
Thank God, Heidi, you inspected me yesterday. I could be dead
right now. I did. I checked him out and made sure there was no big spider crawling on
him. Gave a little reach around, made sure everything's good. It's good.
I'd love to be jerked off by a spider. 8 fucking legs. Great.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to get away. You seriously got to get away.
Peyote in the desert. That's what we're going for this week. Peyote in the desert. I'm going to come back all fucking... My brain's going to be all juiced up.
You're going to be like, hello, this is Kieran McCann.
Yeah. We're going to talk about literature.
You'll be officially brain dead if you start doing heavy drugs.
Mm.
That's the last thing you need.
Joey Spider will kill this bit. Thank you, Sarcastic Express.
Hey, just to get this in there, Heidi, it was great having you back on the show. You did awesome, as always.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Rock.
That's right. See, Kieran doesn't say anything nice.
I like having Heidi in because it's like we're having three co-hosts. As I do it.
Yeah, well,
joke.
I want to definitely come back more. I had a really good time, and I want to do it again and again and again and again and again and again.
Wow.
Sorry.
Nice. I like it. A little turned on.
I got a little carried away when I was doing a dance while I was saying that.
You're always welcome. We'll just kick Josh out. It's okay. No big deal.
No, don't kick Josh out.
No, I know.
All right, Heidi.
Well, I wanted to actually call you anyway and say, have a safe trip and enjoy your time out there, night golfing on your mancation, and I'll miss you guys and hurry back so I can hang out with you again.
Definitely will, Heidi. Thank you.
All right.
We're having a mancation.
Yeah.
Together. Me and Rock.
Great.
It's going to be fun, Heidi.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
What? No, nothing.
Oh,
I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Are you masturbating? What is she doing?
What are you saying?
Are you clicking a mouse? You mixing the ones and twos?
I don't know what's going on right now.
What?
Are you shaving?
What are you doing?
I hear scratching in the background.
You hear scratching?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Or I wish I heard scratching in the background.
Maybe.
Very different, Kieran.
Hold on, Heidi. Scratch your head. I want to hear what that sounds like.
Okay.
Put the phone next to it, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Now what?
I didn't hear anything. Rub the phone on your head.
Would you leave her alone? Oh, there it is.
Did you hear that?
Wow.
Bush. I'm going with. Bush.
That's my head.
Oh. Right.
You want to play Guess What's in My Pants?
All right. It's an O&A thing, but why not?
I know it's an O&A thing.
Can we rent
the
bit?
I guess what you're alluding to, right? Or am I wrong?
Who cares? I'm trying to fill like 5 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Here you go. Ready?
What's in Heidi's pants? I better not hear boing.
That doesn't even make
sense.
Here
you go. Hold on.
I better not hear this.
Wait a minute. That would be weird.
Thunderboom is.
Amazon down there?
Oh, go. All right. Hold.
Oh, wait. Shit. We weren't ready.
What's in your pants, Heidi?
The nudie bar.
Wait. Did she do it?
What do I really have to say?
What's in your pants? The New York Knicks?
Kieran.
Joey Vagina?
Nobody's in my pants.
What's in your pants? Go ahead. Rub the phone, please.
Oh, you didn't catch it the first time?
No, Karen's too busy playing sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
How's that sound? You hear anything?
Yes. If I had to take a guess...
Hurricane Ike.
Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense.
Sound windy.
Oh. Yes,
Tropic Thunder.
It sounds hot. That's what it's...
One more time.
No, would you leave? Stop it now.
Just one more time.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Geraldo Rivera is not in my pants.
Man. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. I want you to show you something, Martha. Look at this.
Oh, Geraldo Rivera.
Whoa.
Apparently.
Are you just saying Geraldo Rivera fell into her vagina?
Apparently, Geraldo is broadcasting live from your vagina.
Vagina?
So much for me getting off the phone without being exploited and ridiculed.
Oh, come on. You know he's an idiot. Leave him alone. Sure, little weird.
Wait a minute. Is Geraldo Rivera's mustache in your pants?
No.
You sure about that?
He's all disappointed. Yes.
Why don't you show you something, Martha? Think.
I don't know about that one.
Heidi.
We were doing so well there, too. You know, I was feeling good about myself.
You know him. He's a dope.
Yeah.
Somehow we put up with him, though.
You guys are killing me.
You're adorable, Heidi.
Oh, all right. Well, have a good time. See you soon.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Heidi. And yes,
sure. That's,
what? I'm being serious.
I'd rather be there in person.
So next time we're doing the show live, why not?
Is Geraldo at large in your pants?
Would you stop it? See, now you're being mean.
Douchebag. You know that stupid ass piece of shit.
I like you.
Fuck yourself, man. Go fuck yourself.
I like you. Heidi?
Yeah?
See? I like you.
No, don't like him, Heidi. Don't give in to his fucking awful ways. He does this. He does this. Don't give in.
All right, everybody, it's Heidi and her airbags on the show.
Sweater Zeppelins.
Goodyear and a Fuji blimp.
Yes, I'm going to squeeze them into my small size Lunatic Radio t-shirt and jump around.
Mm-hmm.
Hot!
Can you do that on a webcam? We can all watch.
Well, I would.
Yeah, there's no
physical. Yeah, I'll do that next time. That's what I'll do when I come back. Sweet. I'll stand in front of the camera and bounce my boobies.
Okay, Heidi.
All right.
Go masturbate and go to bed.
Till then, boys.
Thanks,
Two
Heidi.
Two clicks of the mouse and a good night's
Bye.
Rest.
Bye, Heidi.
Bye, Heidi.
Okay. You get so weird with chicks. It's ridiculous. And then I can't do anything because you just dig a hole so deep. I'm just like, I'm sorry. That's all I can say.
Rock just falls in it.
It's like a sand trap. Just...
All right, take a break. Back more lunaticradio.com madness because we're shooting fucking rockets Thanks. Today. Hey, Brittany, before we let you go, can you do a liner for the lunaticradio.com show?
Do a what?
Say like a little liner for the radio program. It's kind of like, hey, you say something like this. Hey, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show.
Yeah.
Go ahead and whenever you're ready, go ahead and just say that.
Hey, everybody, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the lunaticradio.com radio show. Woo!
Perfect! Awesome!
To back
them!
I love you.
It's Lunatic Radio.
To a future Marconi Award winner.
And once I start banging chicks again,
sure,
I'm going to put them on my resume.
Yeah, don't do that.
Here we can on the lunaticradio.com show.
Everybody, you're listening to the lunaticradio.com show. I have Adam Ferrara in LA and Monty in Florida. I was on the plane to Vegas this week, and there was, like, sitting next to me in the plane was, like, an internet, like, group. Like, they all met on the internet, and they were all going to go to Vegas together. Sure. So it was a bunch of people, like, that just meeting for the first wow. time, getting all hammered, and they're very just geeky.
Wow.
That's a bunch of things waiting to happen. Yeah. I love it.
You can always tell people that meet on the internet, they can't make eye contact. They just text each other.
Right. I was watching them the whole time, and they all looked very, like, uneasy, and they just kept on slugging back, like, little bottles of Jack and shit. I'm like, these people...
Yeah, because they got to kill the nerves. You know what it is? It's like the monster on Bugs Bunny. Look, out there in the audience. People!
Right. I think that's why I like radio, because I don't have to see anybody besides Rugged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you comedians do it, actually. Getting up on stage and trying to make a bunch of strangers laugh.
How we do it? It serves a need. Don't think it's any great thing. It serves a need in our busted psyche.
Really?
My introduction should be, our next act has a void in his life he fills with the adulation of strangers.
That's awesome.
Please welcome the approval junkie himself. That's right. Daddy never hugged him, so the traveling clown dances for you. There you go.
And the wacky horn.
That's great.
That's funny as hell.
Monty does stand up just to get the chicks.
Nice.
Nice.
I tell you what, Monty could get a ton of hot chicks.
Monty could get whatever the hell.
I've been having that problem as of late. All the MySpace girls are like being very aggressive. They're being very aggro, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you whatever you want, Monty. I'm very giving.
Wait a minute!
I thought you hadn't had sex in 8 years.
No, that's Kieran. This is Rocket. I'm Rocket. I'm okay.
That's right.
I wouldn't allow me.
He hasn't had sex in 8 years.
Uh
oh.
He hasn't had sex in 8 years.
He hasn't had sex in 8 years. He goes straight
for me, Kieran. Me,
Kieran, man, Kieran. He's the host.
What happened?
I got the clap.
He goes straight porn.
But you haven't had sex in 8 years?
I just haven't put it in the slot, you know what I mean? I've had the other stuff.
So you diddled a girl? When was the last time you diddled a girl?
Well, sort of the other night. Actually,
the other night?
No, were you?
Wait, I was at...
Alright,
it's all about the definition of diddled, because I was at the Crazy Horse Strip Club in Vegas 2 nights last week, and I had plenty of strippers.
But yeah. Did you touch the merchandise?
Yeah, they allow you to touch them, which is very weird in Vegas.
Did your finger disappear?
No.
Okay.
Well, only into my wallet to grab about $200.
Alright, you know what you have to do? First of all, we have to define the word diddle. What is it, 1948? 23 skidoo. What do we do? Did you diddle a girl?
Diddle.
Yeah. What? I like Ike. What the hell time warp are you guys in?
I prefer the shocker right now. That's for Anna. That's where my diddle is.
Hey, baby, can I buy you a sarsaparilla? What are you doing? This is why you haven't gotten laid. This is what it is in 8 years.
Well, Monty said the word diddle, and I figured I'd run with it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Diddle, you know.
Oh, all right.
I diddle a little bit. Isn't that what you do with your fingers? You take your two fingers and you diddle.
You diddle.
You diddle with the stuff.
You diddle.
It's like you doodle, but you diddle.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Then you hit her with the pinky, which is a shocker.
Well, to me, diddle is disappear, so.
Diddle, 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 shocker.
Diddle is disappear.
Yeah, your fingers got to disappear for it to be a diddle.
Right.
Now, Monty, is that your definition of diddle?
Yeah, I'm thinking if your fingers come away smelling like something,
nice.
Diddle.
Oh, I love Monty.
Yeah,
I do like Monty. She is great.
Right. Yeah, Monty's very cool.
Monty and Adam Ferrar, thanks for joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to the people.
All right, later.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Wow, look at that, man. Two people on the line with us at the same time.
Wow.
Adam Ferrar, very funny guy. AdamFerrar.com is the website. You can also check him out on MySpace, MySpace.com/AdamFerrara. And Monty, who, by the way, I'm going to have back on the program.
Yes.
We should actually call him back. I like Monty.
Yeah. Can we do that?
I don't know. We'll try it.
Yeah,
I got to take a break because I got to take a leak, dude.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Join your mother in death. You don't understand my words, but you must choose. So, convoy, choose life or death.
show.
Sucking dick.
Kid Rock. Chilling out. We're going on vacation tomorrow.
You are.
I am. You're Friday.
The only man a whole wait for is the sky blue Bally kid in 83 Rock Taylors. My Memorex perform tapes.
Doesn't get better than the Wu-Tang Clan when it comes to rap, everybody. I heard they throw heads. Yo, really does. You know, and the worst one in the group died. Which is the best part of that. ODB was the worst.
No, it wasn't.
Come on, ODB.
Come on.
ODB and Wu-Tang.
That guy was the man.
Are you just being difficult?
No, ODB was great. Iron Man be sipping rum.
Stanley Cup. Unflammable. You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
You literally think
they all had unique personalities. That what made the Wu the Wu. The E served a purpose, sir. Respect the Wu.
Holly Berry, thank you in the chat room. ODB was a piece of shit. He ruined Wu-Tang.
No, he didn't.
He really was. He was the worst one in the group. I'm glad. The Wu-Tang Clan is a lot better without ODB in it. I know ODB had a lot of success, made some of his own albums.
Well, right, yeah.
And the guy was homeless. He did really well for a guy who literally couldn't speak and had a 2-cent head. And he did really well for himself. But he was definitely the... I could have done without ODB. Seeing ODB. I'm just, you know...
I love, like, his, like, groggy, you know, dirty voice.
Didn't he change his name to Big Baby Jesus at some point?
Yeah, at some point. That was a little
weird.
See,
get it? Yeah.
It's like a Cinco Ocho,
dude,
bitch.
You got, like, a gem of a life. You are homeless, and now you're a multi-platinum rap artist who can't even rap. And now you're taking it, and you're going to change your name? God was like, nah, here's a heart attack. Die. See, God was looking over ODB. He's like, this guy's getting a little greedy. I gave him a gift. You know, he was down on his luck. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this guy in a rap group and make him a multi-millionaire. And I'm just going to play a little trick on society. I'm going to give this idiot a career. And ODB himself, you know, because every person thinks for himself. It's not just God, you know, playing chess. ODB thinks for himself. He's like, you know, I'm going to get a little greedy. He didn't realize that God gave him a gift. He's like, I'm going to change my name. It's going to be fantastic. And God was like, nope. No, you're not. No, you're not. Psych. Here comes a heart attack. Boom. Goodbye. Now the Wu-Tang Clan is better.
And here's some ODB. A little interview with ODB.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's the dirt dog. It's the man of all rainbows.
We can you turn it up a little bit?
I'm a little bit. Would all be happening in this, you know what I'm saying? I'm just lying to a 60 second. Big Kaheem, you know what I'm saying? Sons of Man, y'all know what time it is. You know? And basically, what we here for, is I don't really know. Just want to give.
All right, stop it.
You're already done.
He made the point very clear. What we're here for is I don't really know. Perfect. You got any more of that?
I wish it could be. I'm gonna see if I can read it.
You know what I'm saying? They got it going down to Bronx, Brooklyn, Yonkers, Manhattan, Queens. Beaches, interviews appropriate by my people. You know, all them goddamn boys, Lost Boys, John Singleton, Smooth the Hustler, Smith. Wesson, Coogee Rap, Jay-Z, so forth and so on, Montel Jordan, and, okay, put me down, Dirt Dog.
You made a Montel Jordan reference.
I got an album coming out in 2 more months. It's called The Black Man Is God.
Hey, there's a heart attack.
The Black Man Is God. Next album. This is for the children. You know what I'm saying? I got this.
Wait, I gotta pause it.
For myself, of course.
Okay, in the video, his pants are literally falling off, and he's barefoot, and he's standing on a street in Brooklyn.
Right. There's ODB from the world famous Wu-Tang Clan. Getting a little cocky on himself. God gave this guy a gift, made him, turned him from homeless to a multi-platinum rap star. And an icon in rap nowadays. And he got a little greedy. He got a little cocky, ODB. I'm going to change my name. I'm going to start putting out more albums.
Come on, Got Your Money is awesome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and honored guests. We're very happy to be here this evening to honor a very wonderful man. A man who
Come on, you remember this video, ODB?
This man have done more for the blacks than anyone.
He's all into that 70s.
Baby. Let's give
Come
a
on.
Black eucentric, whatever they call it. Black exploitation. Come on, this is a jam.
All the pretty girls.
All the pretty girls.
What What's the name of this one?
Got your money.
Anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with
you not fucking me. Come on.
Pause it. Pause it.
I did.
We're going to talk about you fucking me, but I got a problem with you not fucking me. God took a look at that lyric and was like,
"You're done."
6 months heart attack. This guy's out.
This guy's out.
6 months heart attack. I took this guy. I made this guy. God was like, I took this guy from homeless. He was depressed, had no cash, made him a multi-million-dollar rap artist. Now he's getting all cocky with it, thinking he's the shit.
I got a problem with you not fucking me.
Changing his name to Big Baby Jesus, that probably insulted God.
Yeah, well,
God was going, eh, no one's taking my fucking son's namesake who can't speak the English language.
This Snickers bar ain't got no shit on me.
Yeah. Big Baby Jesus, here comes a big fat-ass heart attack. All right, go ahead, Rock.
Okay.
And I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad. The itch for good or worse makes you switch. So I walk all over with my crystal. Bitch, I think it's put away your pistol.
What happened to my $100, Joe? Did you take my money?
He ain't worth no $100. I have Joe Blow. He love a man. You should be paying me.
Give me my money, man.
Money?
Woo!
Hey,
today.
Wants his money.
Give me some more ODB. Any more there? You're just proving my point that ODB was the worst member of the Wu-Tang Clan. That was my point. And
maybe.
And my sub point was that God got pissed at ODB.
Oh, fuck you. We're doing a radio show, so I have to have a point counterpoint. You know? That's how we fill time.
Point counter, go fuck yourself.
Come on, shimmy, shimmy. Come on, he likes it raw.
Baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it raw.
Maybe it's how and why he likes it raw.
Baby, I like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take her away. Off on the natural charge, bomb for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodger Brooklyn squad. Who can't kill her, bees on the swarm.
Heck, here's liking it.
You know, it's the beat. It's the beat that gets
it. You gotta go to one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, put cement to the ground. For an EMC and any 52 states, I get...
Sorry.
He's no RZA.
No.
He's no Inspector Deck. Raekwon the Chef.
But everyone had a little part to it.
Clearly no Method Man.
Well, no, but...
Method Man kind of jumped the shark a little bit. He made movies with that fucking stoner guy from fucking Staten Island. What was his name? Redman?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I get it, Redman. You're stoned all the time. Big deal.
We get it.
We get it. You get it. You like the weed.
I don't know. ODB. I thought every player in that in the clan served a little purpose.
No. See, the RZA.
Oh,
I believe it was the RZA, right?
The Art of the Woo. Is this
he was the producer. He was the guy, coming from a white boy from suburbia, he was the guy who made all the beats. He was the guy that went out in Shaolin and got all the hottest MCs, and something happened where the crackhead got in the group. That was God's will. God's will. God saw RZA. This is peyote talk right here. This is peyote talk.
Coyotes are hanging out with you already.
Yeah, yeah. I'm channeling God right now.
Holy Christ.
God was like, all right, RZA, you can go do your thing. Get your freaking hottest MCs from Shaolin. We're going to make the greatest rap group ever. And he did. Called them the Wu-Tang Clan. But God was looking over him. I'm going to fuck this shit up. I'm going to throw in the crackhead. You know the guy who's hanging out by the bodega, can't speak English? He's going to be a part of your group. And somehow, ODB, with God's will, became part of Wu-Tang Clan. Now, ODB took that gift, and God made him a multi-millionaire. But then God got pissed, because ODB got a little cocky.
Right.
And named himself, tried to rename himself Big Baby Jesus. God, when God heard that, God was watching TRL that day when he made that name change. Was like, uh-uh. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you to jail, because he did send him to jail, right?
So,
maybe try to clear ODB out. He was giving ODB a second chance by sending him to jail. Maybe it would clear him out a little bit. But no, ODB had to come back, got out of jail, tried to make some more rap albums, and guys like,
all right, so I gave you a second chance.
And I ain't giving this guy a voice. He ain't coming back on the swing of things, becoming another multimillionaire. Here comes a big fat ass heart attack, big baby Jesus. Big Mac heart attack.
Big Mac heart attack.
Go fuck yourself. Joey Jesus.
Old Joey bastard.
That's how it went down, people.
I didn't realize that you had this inside information.
In my opinion, it's God's will. I'm not a religious man, but I know there's somebody up there that's, you know, playing chess with all of us. Heard a great quote from a movie. What is it? Ah, fuck it, I can't remember. It would have been poignant right now.
Oh, okay. We'll just assume that you had a poignant little quote.
ODB. People got to agree with me on this one. Worst member of... Who were the members of Wu-Tang
Clan? He might have been the lowest man in the totem pole, but he's still part of that totem pole. He was needed. He was needed to be part of that totem pole.
He was like the cement was used to hold up the totem pole. You know what I mean? He's like the shit in the dirt.
But still needed. He was that growly, dirty guy.
Stupid porn machine coming in from the chat room. What's coming on? What's going on in the chat room? People are getting weird.
They're doing better things than listening to us.
Old Joey Bastard is his name.
That's what I said just before. Do you listen?
All right. ODB, that's all I was just trying to say right there. Wu-Tang Clan, best rap group ever.
Cream's a classic song.
It is. I love that the opening of that song where he says, I'm just going to sew your asshole shut and keep feeding you. What's better than that? That's the brothers getting a little crazy right there. I like that shit.
With the peyote? They got a little angry?
They should never have broken up either. They broke up a little bit.
Well, they did the Rock the Bells last year. And they got the new album that came out.
Yeah, but it was like three of them.
No, it wasn't. You weren't there.
I know, but didn't you say it was three of them?
Oh, you're just making up stories in your head.
Oh, I don't know.
And they came out with a new album.
I love Wu-Tang Clan. I can listen to that all the time. All the time. Without ODB. That's what I'm saying.
That's the key.
ODB kills it for me.
Sans ODB. How long has he been dead now?
ODB is like the Andy Dick in a sitcom.
Whoa, come on. Now
Andy
that's
Dick
ridiculous.
Just kills sitcoms.
That's ridiculous. Come on. Now you're just trying to be wacky guy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
He's the annoying member. He's the annoying, pointless member. That's what Andy Dick is in any sitcom. He's the annoying, pointless character. That's what it is.
Old dirt nap. That's good. It's like Isaac Pritt. He nailed that one.
Took a old dirt nap. Who'd he be?
Yeah.
Got to the pearly gates and God's like, yep.
You lose.
You've been punked.
Dirt dog.
Had that heart attack feel. ODB. That's what he said to him.
That's not nice, Karen.
Yeah. Open phone lines, everybody.
Yeah, no one's caring.
It's in the chat room there if you want to call in and comment on ODB.
People should just call and say hi, at least.
Holly Berry should call in.
Of course you should.
Hurricane Holly Berry, I like to call in.
Hurricane Holly Berry. Why is she a hurricane? What?
She's got an eye.
Uh-oh.
Andy Dick wasn't good in news radio. News radio was good... Andy Dick was just in it. You know what I mean? I don't even know what I mean. Andy Dick wasn't good in news radio. He just got lucky. Andy Dick got lucky.
Tattoo Mom in the room just said, I have some pretty awesome pics of you from Saturday. LOL.
Is that you? Dad.
Yeah. I think I know who this is. I think I know who that is. Yeah, because I was at the Naked Jedi gig.
You went to the Naked Jedi game?
And
buddy
played.
John there?
Yeah, and I played. Fucking Shaggy. Shaggy's dead nine.
You went to Shaggy's just that nine.
Shaggy's dead nine.
And you played with Naked Jedi, John.
Yes.
John from Naked Jedi.
Absolutely, the band. We played some songs, had
you
some fun.
You a member of the Naked Jedi now?
I want to say I'm a special guest, as I like to say. I'm a special guest. You know, once in a while, show, play the bass.
Mm-hmm. You said that John, every time he introduces you, introduces you as Rocket from Lunatic Radio?
Yeah.
Just plugs it.
He loves plugging us. He's got on his one of his bases, he's got one of the stickers. He loves the show.
We love John.
He's a good guy. He's a really good
guy. We need to have
guy.
John back on. Johnny John Boy needs to come back on the radio show.
Staggy that. He's got to keep his brother home, though. He drinks a lot.
Yeah. Polish, what is his name?
What do we call him? The Pope. The Drunken Pope. The
Drunken Pope.
From the Halloween.
Fucking.
Holy Christ.
Fucking a little too drunk.
Yeah, but it was a fun time. It was a fun little time.
Yeah.
Had some beers, had some songs. You know. Do that once in a while.
We need John back on the show to do the news as he takes a dump.
Yes.
With his hemorrhoid.
That is his. That is his thing. Yeah. He does oh so well. Kevin, that's his brother's name. We call him the Drunken Pope on the show because he was the Pope for a Halloween party. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And he was drunk.
Staten Island.
And the one time we had him on here, he was destroyed before he even walked in the door. But yeah, that was a good time. You know, it's a bitch to get to, but it's fun. It's worth it. It's way out there.
Ooh, Rory's in the room. Hello, Rory.
Great.
Welcome to the chat room on New Broadcast Channel 200 we broadcast live.
Does he know he doesn't do a show tonight?
Rory?
Tight.
Is that his lingo now?
Tight. That's the new Rory thing.
I gotta make my segments tight.
Tight. Yeah.
So I hear the rumor is that Rory does a radio show.
Is that the rumor going around?
I don't know. People are telling me.
Oh, someone's trying to call in, but why can't I hear it? Oh, because you shut it off, Kieran. Way to go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is your pal, Sarcastic Prick.
Hey!
Hi, Sarcastic Prick. Are you going to be sarcastic on the phone?
If you'd like me to.
He sounds like Josh
What's
Gogan.
Up? He sounds
I'm actually calling up. What?
You sound like Josh Gogan.
It really does sound like Josh.
So funny.
Hi, Josh.
I'm going to call up and I'm going to break you guys then. I didn't realize that.
Oh. He does sound like Josh, doesn't he?
All right, get over it. Stop getting a hard on. So what's going on, Sarcastic Prick?
Nothing. I called up with nothing. Oh, I just called up because you had the fucking number up.
Oh, that's cool. That's fine. That's totally cool. We finally actually get to hear your voice. You've been a part of the show for a while now, so it's nice.
Been a listener. Give some great feedback in the chat room.
Very smart fellow.
And on the message board. I like it. How long have you been listening to the show, Sarcastic Prick?
About a year and a half.
Really? Wow. You've lasted that long?
Wow.
I still can't figure out why people listen to the show.
I don't understand.
Because I'm like sitting on it, doing it, and I'm like, I can't wait till this fucker's over.
See, that's not good, asshole. How do you usually listen to the show, dude?
Off iTunes.
Oh, okay.
Well, and now I'm listening live, obviously, off your website.
Gotcha. Cool.
But, cool. Yeah, so, wow, I'm boring the shit out of myself. And
he's gonna make fun of him on the board.
I get to listen back to this and bore the shit out of myself, but I also do it on my iPod.
And then you go on the message board and complain about yourself and make shitty jokes.
I will so bash myself for just being so fucking boring. Wow.
Nah,
you know what I'm gonna call him from now on?
Oh, here we go. Here comes Kieran's funny. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
We have Joshy Jingles. I'm gonna call you Joshy Jangles. That's my comic genius right there.
And you just pointed at me like, Rock, that was good.
Monday Night Kieran stinks.
Monday Night Kieran is awful.
He does sound like Josh. I don't know. There's something, there's like an inflection in his voice that makes him sound like Josh.
You like Josh.
Maybe, maybe this is Joshy Jingles.
Oh! Oh, shit. I'm all confused.
If you called up and said you were Josh, I would think you were Josh. Honestly, he does sound like Josh to me on the phone.
Is this been Josh's bit the entire time?
Well, the difference is that Josh is funny. And I'm boring right now. Can I just hang up? Because I'm boring myself. Can I please go?
Okay. Well,
hey, go ahead. No, hang on. See, Josh says boring in the same way.
Go. And that go was even like Josh.
Keep listening, sir. We love you.
Yeah, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, cool. All right. I really have to bail. Goodbye.
Bye.
I suck. Bye.
Got nervous.
I think he's wrong to him.
He sounded like Josh. Josh says the same things. I'm boring. I stink.
So do you.
I know, but he sounds like Josh when he says it. I think that was Josh.
Is that Josh has been Sarcastic Prick? Is that pop? Wow. That would suck. Because it's like, we had an actual listener.
Oh, somebody else is calling in.
Oh,
phone lines are open on the lunaticradio.com show because I got to fill another 45 minutes of bullshit. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Why are you always railing on me, Rocket? You're always like, Rory's in the chat room. Great.
Because that's what I do. I don't know.
You didn't used to. You guys used to like me. What happened?
When, no.
Somewhere I crossed over. I want to get back to this. Being your friend.
Well, you're a part of the radio crew now, you know? You're part of the industry, as we like to call the internet radio bullshit that we do.
Industry in quotes.
Industry in quotes, radio in quotes, talent in quotes. So now you get a little ribbing, Rory. You're the rookie on the block.
Yeah, you gotta get hazed like everyone else does.
You're the vet, the chisel vet.
Yeah, well, let's not go to extremes.
No, you don't get chiseled as you become a veteran.
You just get stupid.
You realize that you'll never have a career. So now you have the gusto. Like, you're going to make yourself into...
You're all excited. You're all into it.
You know, a 50-station nationwide career. And I've come to realize that internet radio leads to, nothing.
Fun.
How's the wife? You going to tap the wife tonight or what?
I tapped it earlier today.
Nice. Good for you, sir. Good for you.
How was it, Rory? Be honest.
It was okay. I mean, it's like pizza. It's never bad, you know. But I've had better.
Had better? Hold on. She's been better, or have you had other chicks?
She's been better.
Oh, yeah. She really wasn't into it today?
I've got a cold, so she like really didn't want to. Mm-hmm. But it had been a few days, and she was like, you know, she did the, oh, you know, please don't kiss me. And don't breathe on me. Like, she actually made me turn my head when we were having sex. So, like, I never breathed on her.
That's all right. At least you're getting laid. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't mind. So she's actually tending to Cooper right now. He can't fall asleep.
Is she better at sex depending on which time of the week you get her? Like, is she better on a Friday than she would be on a Monday?
You know, I think you guys know that she suffers from, like, really bad migraines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
you gotta stop,
like,
throwing those cinder blocks around, man.
Yeah. She just, like, never feels good, ever. You know?
Wow.
I mean, she never feels good around me. I'll hear her on the phone with her friends, and she's laughing and having a great time, and she talks about black guys and stuff.
And then she gets off the phone, she's like, oh, my head, go away.
Yeah. She just asked me who I was talking to. So... being loud and boisterous. Kieran, you don't even listen to our show, man. So neither one of you listen to our show.
I actually, it was funny, Rory, because we were out at dinner, because we go to dinner after the show. And
I went to dinner with you guys.
Yeah, right. And we ended kind of early, and I actually told Rock in the parking lot. I was like, oh, I can get home and probably catch, you know, a little bit of the Rory's and Lauren's show. And I got home, and I was all excited to log on to You Broadcast and check you guys out with the webcam. Cam and everything, and all I saw was a still frame shot of you looking at the camera and Lauren doing some like text messaging and no audio whatsoever. What happened last night?
I don't know, man. Ask Rocket what happened.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
There's been some like tech issues last night. We kind of started to get it, and it kind of the full eight.
Let me tell you something, Kieran.
Mm-hmm.
You pushed, you were the originator of saying Lauren and I should do a show. Well, I've sunk so much money into this show already. I need to get like a second mortgage on my house. I got a webcam, nothing works, so I'm going balls out, and then he don't even listen. It hurts.
Wow. Oh, wow. He's turning this around on you like you're doing something wrong. Wow, Rory.
I'm interested in your feedback.
Well, I don't listen
and
to podcasts.
You're just like,
so
oh, you're wasting your time.
I did give you feedback on the first two shows.
No, you
didn't
did give us feedback on the first show. You sent like a very professional email.
Yeah, I thought it was very good, man.
Emo Tony listens. He represents several people.
Now, Emo, we have some, like, a lot of your, you've got very loyal fans.
I don't know why, Rory. Can you just take them?
No! Fuck you!
I'll
nice
take them. Emo Tony B, holy shnikes.
Rocket is the most sensitive person I've ever met.
Well, no, because
life.
People take time out of their day to listen to our show, and they try really damn hard to try to figure out this very difficult software, and we, you know, I'm very appreciative of it. You're obviously not. You give a shit less.
I really appreciate it.
Shut up, Rory. I'm not talking to you.
You're
just
last night.
I know it sucks. No, I totally understand. That's why I was talking to you. As I talked to Rory last night, I completely understand, you know, how he's feeling. It's frustrating at times when shit just falls apart and you're trying to, you know, do the show and get people to listen. It's a fucking headache, you know.
Well, there's one guy in the chat room or someone in the chat room, and I said, like, hey, do you know where Emo Tony B and Holy Schnikes are? And they're like, who are those guys? And I said, you know, from Lunatic Radio. And they're like, what's Lunatic Radio?
Wow.
So it was like an actual original fan.
Who will never
listen again, so, at least live.
Wow, that's good. It's a good sign, man.
Yeah, their chat name was Rory's mom, so I hope I
there's a little.
Right.
So just so you know, Rory, it took us like somewhat 5 years to get any sort of listenership.
I was going to bring up that point. It took us 3 to 5 years. We had Stalker Connor listening. That was it.
And me.
And Rocket. That was it. And when Rocket joined the show, half our fucking listeners left.
It was a good show last night. I mean, last week. I enjoyed it with Ronnie Beans and Heidi. I thought they were solid.
Are you serious?
You didn't like them? Karen doesn't like any show.
No. We brought this up at dinner after the show. I was like, hey, Ron, you know, it was great having you on, but didn't you feel like it was like we were two cinder blocks talking to each other? It was, we didn't click like we used to because he's been away for a while. I've seen Ron maybe 2 or 3 times since he's left, really, to be honest.
I like Heidi. I like the female dynamic.
Yeah, no, she's great on the show. Yeah, she's great. Always welcome.
Yeah, I love Ronnie Beans, man. He's got a cult following.
Yeah.
Ronnie Bugger Bean.
Ronnie Bean's going to be the, he's got to.
You know, Rocket, man, you, before I started doing the show, you gave me this big speech about, like, you know, any asshole can just kind of get a webcam and get a little mic and do a shitty show, but, like, you got to really try to put some production into it. And then I do it, and you guys bust my balls. I'm obsessed. I never see my wife and kids. I'm going to get fired from my job. I mean, all true. But.
Hold on.
It's all true.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Ta-da. Here's the big get. It's the big grand prize, Rory.
Nothing?
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's a big ball and nada.
Sweet. Hey, your chat room's working now, man. You guys look good. Live.
Yeah, we're trying.
I tell you what, Rory, you're starting your internet radio career out on a better platform than we did.
Yes, you at least have some sort of, like, you have our help, because we kind of gone through all the...
No, I have Rocket's help. Let's just make that clear. I mean, Rocket has been helping me every step of the way. No clue what's going on.
Hold on. Feel his balls a little bit.
No, Rory, you know what? I got to give, if there's something I got to give credit to Rory for, he really dedicates the fuck, he gets to show up that fucking night. Like, he does a live show, and that night he's putting it up. Now, granted, he doesn't have the full production value, and we kind of discuss this on the board, but still, like, he fucking... I mean, what time do you usually finish the show, Rory? Live?
Probably, like, between 10:30 and 11.
And what time are you getting to sleep?
Last night I didn't get to bed until 2:30.
See?
And woke up at 7 with Coop this morning.
See?
Yeah.
That's fucking... That's pretty hardcore, man, and you gotta respect that. We got
another mention on the wrestling websites today.
Yeah, you got these good little. See, you got a good little ins over there, man.
Dave, you're starting out well, Rory. I really wouldn't be down on your show.
Yeah. I just don't listen to podcasts, Rory, so it's nothing personal.
And honestly, you have a podcast.
Yeah, I know, Rory, what I do, but that doesn't mean I listen to them.
We don't listen to this thing anymore. I mean, back in the day, I was like you. For years, I was like you. Every time after we were done recording the show or doing it live, I would sit up till like 4:30 in the morning getting that thing up for the next day. And
you're so negative, man.
But it's not being negative. I don't think it's being negative.
Rory, I'm freaking 8 years into this thing. You gotta let things slide. I mean, I got
okay,
all the
but
things
Rocket,
to do.
Is Kieran not negative about everything?
No,
though?
He is, but he's not really being negative.
I'm a jolly...
It's a lot of years into the game.
A lot of years.
He's not being negative, but yes, he's negative about everything else in life, absolutely. You know?
Yes. I will say this is honest.
Son of a
this
bitch.
Is honest. There are parts of each show that I really enjoy. I think the banter on the show at times can be really funny.
Sure.
And you know it's funny because when you're laughing hard, I'm laughing hard. That's when I know we're doing probably pretty good radio.
Right, right.
It's the only judge, you know, the only thing I can judge upon, really. But I've never thoroughly. There's not other than actually Rory's show with Lauren, and there, at times there were kind of some awkward moments in that show. But I've never been thoroughly satisfied with any radio program that we've ever done.
Sure.
And I know it's just not going to be like
that. Well,
you're never going to get to that point where you're satisfied with every show. And I don't want to ever get to that point.
No, but that's how you constantly are honing your craft. I mean, it's like any artist, you know? It's like, you know, they never like the shit that they make, you know? And you're always trying to make it better, trying to make it different, trying to go different angles. And, you know, that's what keeps you doing it, is because you're always trying to make it better, mm-hmm. you know?
You guys will be like those artists that get really famous after they die. Yeah. Everyone will discover your show. And
I will be the ODB of radio.
Kurt Cobain and nice Tupac. Circle.
Yeah. Mm. No, but you got a good show, Rory, and I think you're definitely, even though I never really listened to it.
Yeah. Well, Rory, tell the people about the nice little, you had a guest on, and then you got a nice little bump by a little message board thing, right? Tell the people about it. I don't think they know.
We had Ric Flair's wife on last week, and the wrestling website mentioned it, and then we had another wrestler on last night. So just been getting a lot of pub in the wrestling.
Rory, actually, your voice now sounds like you're beaten down by the radio business.
No, it really does.
Remember back in the day, Rory would come on just lightning quick, yeah. Jolly. He's got the
I used
ribs
to get pep talks from Jenny Blowjob. Like at the time, see, I had this perception that it was like a really like well-oiled machine, professionally run show. You did it for a living. This was your full-time job. So she would call me and like prep me before the show. And then I realized, like, you know, about a year into it, she was just insane. So she was just calling because she was nuts. So.
Yeah, a booking girl sends me a text message is, can you butter my muffin? And I don't even know what to do with that. That's what I get today from her.
Well, go get some butter, I guess.
Careful, Karen.
She's just calling me at work. She's a nice person, though.
She's calling you at work?
She was. She called me one time, like 2 years ago.
Sorry.
Whoops. It was cool.
So
do you guys ever hook up with Jenny Blowjob?
No.
I think I'd be dead if I did. She'd eat me.
I think she tried to beat us up once. Didn't she?
Really?
Yeah, she threw a pie at you.
Yeah, she threw a pie in my face.
Didn't you have sex with her in the room?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, with her in the room.
I was in one bed with Jenny, and he was with
1-800-MATTRESS. Leave off the last S for savings.
For size.
You slept in the same bed with Jenny Blowjob?
Yeah. Rocket did, well, yeah. I wasn't like fucking, you know, I wasn't like on top of her. I was like, you know, just.
Were you wasted?
Yeah, I was a little bit tipsy.
And no. You're telling me you didn't just if she put her hand down there, you wouldn't let her just go to town?
No, that would never happen. Honestly, you know, we have fun with Jenny and all that, but she's like she's the equivalent of a sister, and she's you know, to us, we're like a brothers to her. So it's,
every post on the message board is about her sucking guys' dick.
Yeah, but not ours,
right?
Well, who wants that kind of friend?
We're okay with it, believe me. We've known Jenny for a long time. It's just different like that, you know. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, we got some good guests coming up, man. Trina Michaels is going to be on. You know her?
You know what?
Asshole, really? Is he having Trina Michaels on?
Yeah, she's coming on 2 weeks.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Her manager emailed me. I didn't even email her manager. Why? Do you like her?
I kissed her boobs and her mouth.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course I love her.
What are you making like, did you really?
I did.
No, Rory, you're making like you have no idea.
I really don't. I promise you, I don't know. Did you guys have like a history? Is this a chick from Vegas?
She did our show in California. She came.
Oh, in California. Oh, that's her.
Yeah, that's Trina Michaels.
Sweet.
He's such a bullshitter.
You're bullshitting, dude.
Dude, I promise you, I don't know. I really don't. I'm not as. I mean, I'm not obsessed. I don't really listen to your show. Like, you don't listen to mine.
That's cool.
I really don't know.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Are you serious?
I don't think
out of all
lying.
The fucking porn stars in this world, you picked Trina Michaels.
Well, she's trying to be a wrestler. And since the show, our show has been posted on these wrestling websites, her manager reached out to me.
Wow. So
if I mentioned the show, would she know about it and everything?
Yeah.
I would assume so. Yeah, I think she would. Yeah, why not?
All right, I'll bring it up.
That would be great if she says, what? What show?
No.
Actually, it wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't be surprising.
Frank Shamrock's coming on. Do you know who he is? Gogan likes him.
Shamrock? Is he like a brother of a... Kurt Shamrock?
Ken Shamrock? He's his brother. He's actually a better fighter. So.
Wow.
He's a fighter. He's on. He does announcing and stuff now.
I think I'm gonna go work with Rory.
Do you cater to the guests around me? Does Lauren like these people too, or is it just for you?
You know, Lauren is. I'm just happy that she shows up and does the show for that hour and a half. She doesn't really do anything beforehand. She's actually, you know what she's doing, which would be some good bits? She's contacting everybody, every guy she's ever slept with, and is trying to get him on our show through Facebook and stuff.
Yeah. Wow!
So she's getting this guy, and he's going to be on the show, I think either this week or next week, but it was like the guy that proposed marriage to her right before she met me, and she said no. And then went with me instead of him. And he's like a trial lawyer now. And I'm doing internet radio.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, hey, check this out. Rocket, man. You got to, when you have a chance, just remove any reference to my job, my actual job on my website. I actually had someone talk to me at work about it. And mention that I need to take it off.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, no problem, yeah. Man.
So,
way to go, Rory. Rory's destroying his career.
I literally am.
Out of his basement. Oh,
so.
Congratulations, Rory.
Yeah.
Welcome to the end of your life.
Yeah, it doesn't get better, sir. It doesn't get better.
Hey, as long as I got Emo Tony B and Holy Shnikes.
This just in, 3 weeks, Rory Karff is going to have Roxy DeVille on his show.
Really?
No.
Hey, I heard Richard Patrick's coming on your show, too.
Oh, my gosh. Cut me a break. You guys.
Zane Lamprey next month.
Are you kidding
on
me?
On the Holy Matrimony Show.
I didn't know Trina Michaels was on your show.
She's only been around top 8 on the MySpace page forever.
I didn't. Hey, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, but we got a third mic. Do you guys know Josh Gogan?
You might as well take Sarcastic Prick. He sounds exactly like Josh.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
We're pretty excited about it. I discovered this hot new comedian, Scott Osechek. He's going to be doing some call-ins for us.
Yeah, I'm going to be working with the Holy Matrimony Show. I'm out of here.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
So, no, man, working on some big... Dude, you know who is also coming on? Another big guest? Mm-hmm. Do you know who Frank Reich is? The football player? Who had the biggest comeback in Buffalo Bills history? Oh, come on. You don't think that's
versus the Oilers?
Yeah.
The quarterback?
Yeah.
What year was that? That was like 87?
No, it was like the year they went to the Super Bowl, early 90s.
It was early 90s.
Yeah. His biggest comeback in NFL history, man.
You're right.
That's the big end of football.
I am. Is that the year they went and played the Giants and they lost with the field goal?
I might be. I think that was the year.
No. Jim Kelly played in that Super Bowl. It wasn't him. Yeah, but no, that's a big get right there.
Yeah, dude. He's coming on.
So you're going to talk Buffalo Bills football. I mean, the fucking city doesn't even want the fucking team there anymore.
No.
What's all right, guys. Lately?
We like you, Rory.
Have you done 3 hours yet?
No, I was hoping we could fill another half hour with you.
Rocket said to me, he said, when we first started doing the show when it wasn't live, we used to do the show over if it didn't go well. And Rocket said that was a really good idea. He said that it bothered him sometimes you guys had to kill air for 3 hours. Hope I'm not divulging any secrets.
No.
What do you mean kill air?
No. I didn't say for us because we're trying to do this as if, you know, we're doing a live radio show. But since you were starting off as a podcast, it would hurt you, especially in the very beginning. And we got like what, years under our belt with this thing on the internet so people can pick and choose something and find shit. But since you were starting out, you had no shows, you want to have your best material available immediately, you know?
Oh yeah, no, it's a smart idea coming out of the gate if you're gonna do an internet radio show to do it. Taped a couple times beforehand.
Yeah.
Do just like podcasts.
Right. And if you feel like the show is bad, you know, go back and do it. No one will know. You know.
I mean, we did. We took like 4 or 5 times to do our first show.
Tight.
Mm. You're not going to come out and be Howard Stern enough to fucking bet. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
One thing I do hate, and I mean, we used to pay homage to the radio shows that we like. The big ones, you know, like ONA and Howard Stern. And on the show, from time to time, we'd reference like something that happened on their show. Now, I noticed with most of the internet shows that I tune into nowadays, they pretty much just rehash bits or sayings or this and that from those radio shows. And it's like a group of them.
Mm.
And it's just like, well, don't do that. Like, I listen to it and I'm just like, don't do that. It's horrible. These shows are like fan shows of those.
Well, the mentality, I think, is that worked, so let's try to replicate it and see if we can get it to work.
Yeah, I guess it's all about the
learning
curve.
That's just the mentality. I'm not saying it's right, but that's, I think, is the mentality.
For some reason, I just don't think it's the way to go.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
People, you just sound like a fan show when you do that. Those are great radio shows, but I look at our show now as it just stands on its own.
Mm.
I hope.
Now shows replicate our show.
It stands on its own in a pile of shit. That's what our show is.
Chat room said, is Roy depressed or medicated?
Roy's married.
I took a Tylenol PM.
Nice one, Kieran.
Roy's married, people.
Kieran, man, you are looking old on the chat room. Have you aged like, you look like you've aged like 10 years since I last saw you. I mean, you were looking elderly.
We need the vacation, man. That's why we're going away.
Yeah, we're going to take some peyote in the desert.
Looks like you got some gray in your hair. Looks like you're getting a spare tire in the middle. You're all like,
oh,
you got horrible
man,
posture,
he's beating
too, man.
You down.
Dude, I'm in the fourth segment. I'm on the phone with Rory Karp. What do you think?
Horrible posture, man. You look like you have scoliosis in that chair. Straighten up.
I'm straightening up. I got to suck in my ear. I look better. I look like I'm 27 now, right? Check it out.
45, 27.
There it is. 45.
You still have that app chair in your studio?
Yeah, it's sitting there collecting dust, man.
Break it out, man.
Rory wanted to buy it when he came here.
I did. I didn't want one of those. Now you look a little better. Your posture looks better.
Yeah, Rory.
Rory, do you do your show without a shirt?
No, it's only when we talk privately.
Yeah.
Can you talk your wife into doing like segments where she like gives you a handy as you read the news?
We did a smell test on the air. Did you guys miss that where we smelled each other's crotches? We measured myself on the air.
Okay, we're talking about like her doing stuff.
Oh, right. Well,
I was just talking about that radio show is rehashing Howard Stern bits and Rory does a measurement. Go ahead, Rory.
Oh, come here, Rick. Her tits were hanging out of her top last night, and the video was down. So, sucked. She was like showing nip.
Can you redo that bit next week?
I'm going to try if the software is working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, right now it's running okay.
It is. It's running well. Ray emailed me and said everything should be good to go.
LOL.
So. All right, guys. For once, I'm actually hanging up.
Rory, thank you, though, for calling in, man. And Unholy Matrimony Show, Sunday nights, 9 p.m., Channel 200, you broadcast.
I love you guys. Call me back for once, Kieran. You know, not every time do I leave crazy-filled messages on your tape.
Oh, yeah. You want to bring up the fag thing real quick?
Can you please not call my phone and say, you pussy, 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 you're a faggot. All right, call me back.
Why?
Why?
Because I never get to the call you back part. I just hit 7 delete.
I call you when I'm like out places too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I call you from at a bar and stuff. And I've had other people yell shit. You haven't heard that? Something I'm working on, I told Rocket, is like I'm probably in like 2 weeks I'm going to be around like an A-list celebrity through work, and I want him to like do a tag for your show and just say Kieran is gay. So we'll see if it works out.
Oh, I think I know who it is, actually. I don't think that guy's ever going to do that.
Yeah, I told you last night, yeah.
You don't think he would?
Him? No.
We'll see. I'm willing to risk my career for it.
If you build it, he will come.
And that guy, I want to try to go and do the work with him just by myself, you know? And the people at my job are like, oh, Rory, why? You want to go so like you and he will become good friends? And I go, well, not really. I just want to do a liner for a show and not get in trouble for it. So That's where my head is.
We better not hear hoo-hoo, Lauren.
All right.
Set yourself apart from all the other radio shows, Rory. That's all you got to do.
What is this, Lauren Heineken?
Don't start calling her stuttering Lauren.
Cut me a break. You guys are something to talk. Like having porn stars on is unique.
Of course, when we pick unique porn stars and not have other shows take the same fucking one. You know how many porn stars are out? There's not just Jenna Jameson anymore.
There's eight.
There's eight hanging out at the 7-Eleven down the road. They're all over the place, Rory.
I'll leave him alone.
We love you, Rory. Tell you what,
we're just hazing you, sir.
Let me say this though: be very energetic if you have Trina on, because she's sort of shy on the phone. She's quiet.
Really?
She's quiet as hell.
She's getting divorced.
So. You're fucking kidding me. Can I come on?
If you want to.
Can you do
it? She's actually, that's why they emailed. They said she wants to talk all about her divorce.
Can you?
What the fuck?
Rory, can you do this? Can you patch me in?
Let me work on it. I think I can hook something up. We have two lines, so.
All right, keep me abreast, because I'd love to call in. And it could be like a show promotion, crush show promotion thing.
There you go.
Sweet.
Look, Rory,
yeah,
I want to be a part. Now that you have titties on there, I want to be a part.
All right, now you can call me back.
Okay, so, I'll call you back. Now I have a reason.
All right. Bye, guys. All right,
stay gay.
Later, Rory.
See ya.
Stay married, or not. I like Rory.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, check out his show on onlymatrimonyshow.com.
He really does get obsessed by the internet radio. He's like Rock and I tenfold five years ago.
Yeah, right, exactly. Imagine that's 5 years ago, and then multiply that by 10. That's Rory. He gets into it. But Lawrence says he gets that with anything that he gets involved in. He just is so hardcore. And it just annoys the shit out of her.
But maybe Lauren's kind of depressed because it's not about her. He's not obsessed about her.
What? No. Maybe. You're just looking for a way to get in her
I'm
pants.
Just looking for another topic I can talk about for another 10 minutes.
You keep looking at the watch where there is no actual watch.
I know. I just,
it's just your wrist.
I look down. Oh, it's BorderPatrol.com time. All right. Taking a break. Back. Wrap up the show after this.
Big D from Richmond, Kentucky.
Yo, this is Burr from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, this is Chris from Tampa, Florida.
What up, everybody? It's Connecticut Jay.
Hey, this is Con Woman. We're from Olympia, Washington.
This is a witness from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, I'm Mason Lawrence County.
Hey, this is Mr. D from Colorado.
Hey, DJ Powell from Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, this is Duzio in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hey, this is El Frosto from Annapolis.
Hey, this is Elizabeth from Chicago. How are you guys doing?
Hey, this is John Paulson from New York.
This is Heidi from New York.
Hey, this is JD from Kingston, Ontario.
What up? This is the LKN Jedi from Charlotte, North Carolina.
John the Virgin from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, this is Kale Daughter from Bumfuck Nowhere, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Nick Wood from Evansville, Indiana.
Hey, this is O'Con Rocker from Orlando, Florida.
Peter Butter Jelly Jizz from Berea, Kentucky.
This is Scottman. Mark Pendleworth, ESPN7.
This is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China.
This is Simon from New York City.
What up, bitch? This is Dan from New York City.
Hey, this is Don Mike from Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, this is Keisha from Texas.
Hi, this is Hisant from Berea, Kentucky.
What up, Lunatic Radio? This is Arizona Steve.
And I am.
And I am.
And I am.
I am.
And 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 I am.
This is Zorak Iverson. And I am not Tiger Woods, but I am LunaticRadio.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
This is Johnny Ballsack. You're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show featuring Josh Gogan, the bald-headed badass whose sarcastic quips cut like a switchblade to the throat. Rocket, the man with the lovable mutton chops who pulls in plenty of that sweet, sweet poontang. And finally, Kieran. He's gay, a real homosexual, a fudgebacker who prefers the company of men over women. Lunatic Radio, starring a tough guy, a lover, and a queer. I've given
up. Now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. Blow me. Segment away from vacation, everybody. On a wave of mutilation as we head to the desert. Out west, Arizona. Peyote.
Coyotes.
Gila monsters. Saguaro cactuses. Here we come. 110 degree heat. And drugs. Fat Kev, Coors Lights. It's going to be a good time. An entire week in Arizona. One lousy radio segment away from a Southwest flight to Arizona.
Well, I can tell you're waiting for this.
I'm so ready for this vacation, everybody. A wave of mutilation. By the way, everybody, as we were mentioning, the shirts we have from left over from the blush gig, I don't think any of the people have actually seen one. So for you people in the chat room, well, fucking for you. Here you go. That's what it looks like. LunaticRadio.com t-shirt. So that's what you'll get in the mail. It's got the big LR stamp with LunaticRadio.com on the bottom. And they're black with white lettering. If you want one, send us a mailbag. Postage, I believe, is $6, right? Or $4. $4 to $6. And if you mail us a mailbag to Lunatic Radio, P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. That's P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. Include your size. We'll mail you a t-shirt. That's all you got to do, man. It's easy as pie, I'd like to say.
Wow.
And
easy as pie?
Easy as pie.
Why is pie easy?
Because it's easy to eat. You look at the pie, smells good, take a bite, goes down easy.
Oh, I always wonder why pies were easy. I thought they were just sluts.
Fuckable, too. It is big, yeah. Britney news, apparently. She's coming out with an album in December 2nd. You know who's coming back to the scene?
Who?
Eminem.
Really?
Whatever happened to Eminem, right? He buried himself in his mansion in Detroit, but apparently he's got a new album coming out. There's no release date, but it's going to be out before, they're saying... It's going to be out before New Year's. So Eminem coming back to the scene. We want to know what's up with Eminem, you know, the guy who sung about putting his fucking chick in a trunk and driving off a bridge. He was a good guy, though. Like him.
I heard Guns N' Roses is going to have a track out soon.
Oh, the much anticipated, what is it? I don't even forget the name of the title. What was
Chinese
it called?
Democracy?
They've had the title for like 15 years.
I can't
haven't
imagine.
Heard a song yet. You know it's going to be shitty because they already titled the album before they even made the songs.
We were talking about this last night, and then we started talking about Buckethead, a fucking weird guitarist guy. You know, he was like playing with them.
Yeah, yeah, Buckethead. But, I mean, what is... I don't understand why it takes so long.
Because it's fucking Axl Rose.
Is he like Howard Hughes in that way? I mean, he's just like, he's nuts, and he like makes something, then he changes it, and he changes it again. To make it more perfect, and then he changes it back. I mean, what is he doing? Does he have actual songs out?
He's just an idiot. No, no.
Do you think Axl has, like, songs made for this album? And if so, how many songs are there? And has he changed them, like, 90 million times?
It's probably all just a farce. There's, like, nothing.
What are the rumor mills about this thing?
Chinese
democracy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what the latest information is. Because there was... Yeah, we were talking about last time. I think.
I mean, he's built so much. There's so much pressure now.
Mm.
That I think no matter what he puts out, it's going to get killed. Does he realize that now? People are so ready, especially in this day and age, people are ready to hammer everything that comes out. I mean, this has been like the most anticipated album since...
But I think
you know,
it's falling apart, though, the want of it, you know? Like, people now sound like,
yeah, but it's been rumored for so many years. It's almost like Bigfoot now, you know? It's like, it's the Bigfoot version of an album. It's anticipated. People want to see this thing. It's been rumored that it's coming out, and then it hasn't. It's 15 years into it, and... They're going to hammer this thing as soon as it comes out.
The first track, which is Shackler's Revenge, is going to be released on Rock Band 2. So he is completely marketing this album. The first released track is in a video game. So he's milking every last penny of it. Not only has this album been talked about for over 10 years, the first track is released in a video game.
It's probably a smart move because he is maybe starting to realize that there's been so much build up to this next album. He's worried that people are going to hammer it, right?
Do you want to hear it?
Get out of here. This is.
Well, the game came out yesterday, so it just takes, you know, don't take long to hear.
You can get it?
Yeah, I could turn it on YouTube. Hold on.
I'd love to hear this.
This isn't the game. Rock Band 2. So that's why it sounds a little weird, but you'll get the idea.
This is New Guns N' Roses.
Yep, Shackler's Revenge.
Let's give it a listen.
All right, relax with the filter.
Just throw it in filters. It's good.
All right, well, here, see, this is where, this is Buckethead. Okay, you know what's happening? You gotta play in order to hear the song. So that doesn't really happen in the solo. The kid was just messing up the notes.
New Guns N' Roses, or some version of it.
Most of it sounds promising, but the way they're going to handle the solos is going to be very different from Slash, and probably Axl wants that to happen, because I don't think him and Slash are on the best terms.
Yeah, they don't get along,
but
right?
It's not... Buckethead is... I don't know where Buckethead's contributions are with this album, but he's way out there, man, and like that solo scared me. You know, mind the hiccups, because you got to play the game in order to hear the solo, so don't mind the fuck-ups. But Buckethead is in a world of his own, man, and I don't know.
Well, I'm completely changing my tune here with this. I hope people give it a chance.
And it's only one song, though, Kieran, but it's yeah, based on that,
that
I'm going to give it a chance.
That is 100 times better than any of the crap you hear on
modern rock. Oh, I thought you were going to say Guns N' Roses. I was like, what?
No. With modern rock that's out today, the crap that's out... Yeah. That is 100 times better. That's up there with like a Tool song or something like that. You know, that's a good fucking song. I was ready to hammer this thing right at home, because I can't stand it. Axl Rose is such a prima donna, you know? And he's been fucking laying his fucking album over us for like 15 years.
Right.
You're hoping it fails. Mm-hmm. But boom, he throws out the first fucking, it's good. The first single's good.
You know, I'm thinking about it now. It's probably impossible for anyone to get this song without messing up. Like, they'd have to play the song perfectly, you know, in order to, like, make it an MP3 or something. So it's not that easy. And then you got to get through your TV. And it has, like, the audience, so it's not going to sound that great. Because even if you did play the game perfectly, you still have the audience sound in the background. So this is an interesting... So maybe he's kind of smart, Axel. He gets the song out there, and there's no way it could be, you know, just thrown around MP3s or whatever.
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it, Axel.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do people think in the chat room? I mean, there's not many of you left because we've been boring you for fucking ever. But what do people think of it in the chat room, the new Guns N' Roses single? It's pretty freaking good, man. I liked it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's promising.
Sony says it sounds like GNR, so I guess that's a positive thing.
Yeah, but it's like an updated version of GNR.
Well, yeah, it's a little spin because,
you got Buckethead in there?
You got different guys, man. It's a different... Wasn't there a guy from... What the fuck, man? What's the bassist? Is there like some wacky bassist?
I don't know.
Oh, what the fuck? From Marilyn Manson? Isn't that the bassist? What was that fucking page? Halle Berry's like, eh.
Really? No, she probably likes, you know, the hippie shit.
It's so weird, Karen. Hold on, let's see if they have the current band members.
She went to Bonnaroo, damn it.
So, what's wrong with that?
She likes the festivals. The weed, yo.
The weed. I'm trying to see if I can find the list. It's fucking... Even, like, the history of this band is, like, ridiculous. So, like, who's been with them, who's not? Like, fucking Axel's, like, the only person that's the mainstay.
Yeah, Axel better release this thing before he dies of old age.
But I agree. It's that song gives a promise, man.
Definitely gives a promise. I liked it. I really did like it. Can't knock it, man. I like that, man. And I won't change that opinion. I like it.
Wow, look what we did, man. We kind of got a little something cool in the show.
I really did like it. Totally changed my mind. I was ready to fucking hammer this thing right away.
Twiggy Ramirez, yeah, I think Emo's got it, yeah.
And I didn't have to sit through, like... any seconds of crap, like a beginning crap. Like the beginning of a song, it's like, all right, it's shitty. Oh, and now it's picking up.
Right.
It hammered it home from fucking jump.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's only good. One song, though, Kieran. Takes a lot of songs to make a good album.
Yeah, but I mean, 15 years working on it, you got to think you're putting together something. It's got to be good, right?
I've been ready for 10 years, for all we know. He might have just been collecting dust.
I hope not. I hope he's been working on it for 15 years. All right, everybody, we'll do the hotties of the week, and I can go on vacation.
Oh, we're doing hottie of the week this week? Right now?
Yeah, why not? I'm picking a chick from Transformers. I wanted to pick her yesterday. She's in page 6 today in the New York Post. I got to go with her.
Why is she in page 6?
Huh?
What'd she do?
Because she's got a layout in GQ.
Ooh, good for her.
Smoking, man. That girl from Transformers with the...
Megan Fox.
Fantastic and brunette. Thin. Hotties of the week time, everybody.
Do you want to fuck me?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
How do you want me?
Go away, Baton.
Hot of the week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from World Entertainment Team, our hot of the week. Final segment. Do it every week. And, well, we just brought the segment back to the show. You can email us with your hottie of the chick and the reason why at the show at lunaticradio.com. Do that and we'll read them on the air. If you're in the chat room live, post your hotties of the week. And we'll read them off.
Trying to remember, what was that chick yesterday that Heidi mentioned? She was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Something Price?
Kelly Price?
Kelly Price? Was that it? Yeah, I think you're right. Kelly Price.
I'm going to go with the chick Rocket picked not too long ago. Megan Fox from Transformers. I just got in the loop. I watched the Transformers movie. And I fell in love with this broad. She is really hot. Megan Fox. I don't know what else she's been in.
Emo Tony's going with, I picked this girl, Kate, at my work that I want to do filthy things to.
That's good.
Katie Price, says Heidi.
Katie Price. All right, who do you got? Katie Price?
Yeah, Sony's picking. I'm picking the Asian twins from Austin Powers 3.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Emo keeps on writing over and over again. I picked the girl at Kate at my work. I want to do filthy things to her. We get it. You're emo. You're not having sex with anybody.
Come on.
What? No? Maybe?
emo can have sex. He'll just find another emo girl.
Hey, do emos, like, have to find another emo? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, look, there's Sarah
Tina
Palin.
Fey, you're Tina not Fey. Funny. That's right, Heidi. Tina Fey is not funny.
They really don't look like
Quick,
each other
which one are you taking first? You thinking Tina Fey or Palin? Sarah Palin, which one? Which one? Which one?
I really don't know. I gotta go with Sarah Palin because chances are she has bigger boobs.
Yeah, I agree. You saw that one picture I put on the message board when she was in Iraq?
Plus, I know Sarah Palin's got hot daughters in the making.
Oh, nice.
So you're bored with Sarah in a couple of years. I can.
Sarcastic prick is taking Palin's daughter's retarded fetus.
Okay.
Works. Josh Gogan 2 is what we're calling him.
This song's the best. Prodigy. Smack my bitch up, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
Rock and I are going on vacation. We'll be back with an all-new show on the 20-something.
Yeah, sooner than later.
29th, 26th, something like that.
We'll do it. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. So we'll see you, people. 2 new podcasts going to be up. Obviously, you know that because you're listening to it. So.
Maybe we'll come back, change people.
We're going to change people.
Maybe we'll be changed people, like after our peyote experience.
Sarah Palin's son is fucking hot, coming in from Holly Berry. Apparently, that's her hottie of the week.
Nice, Holly Berry.
All right, Holly. For Holly, Emo Tony, Heidi, Stony 666, Hawaiian 8,
and the others.
Sarcastic Prick, and Rob.
There's others throughout the night, too.
I'm Kieran Atzrock. This is the LunaticRadio.com show. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Later!
Out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.